Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
All right, listen up.
I am ready to be back on the air.
Welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Everybody, go back to work.
It's Tuesday.
Beautiful. Now, can we all please get back to work?
A lot of our Starmy is chiming in on the live line because we were talking about your birthday party and how there's a big sporting event that night and, you know. Just need to call my friend because friends will understand if I'm not at their party. And
no, they won't understand.
Boom. No, but I heard that like when you're best friends, you get a pass.
No, listen, if you miss my party for some lame UFC thing, we're gonna have problems.
Yeah. Good job, Joey.
Hey, no, guys, yeah, this is serious.
We're
guys.
Like real friends, dude. You can't do that.
Right. Right. And normally, like any other thing normally, but like...
I love that show.
It's very hip to be on the show.
Best show since no other show.
Happy Tuesday.
I love you guys. You are hilarious.
It's Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday.
Listen, Joe, Conor McGregor is like Brad Pitt from Snatch.
I don't care about like, you and McGregor from, and the Leprechaun.
He's from Ireland.
Oh my gosh, there's no way.
I think it's time for a radio show.
I don't want to hear your complaints about being tired.
They just want a good show, that's all they want.
Showtime,
everybody.
Yes!
It's only Tuesday.
Welcome, everyone.
Hey!
Yeah. Tuesday, yeah. New Music Tuesday. We're going to jump into that here in just a few minutes. 6:08.
There's going to be a high today.
Nope. We'll do it live!
Oh.
Sometimes I just get tickled over all the beds.
It's only Tuesday.
It's not getting better, guys.
We'll do it live!
Every time I look at weather, I get disappointed because I just keep thinking maybe today's going to be the day where it's overcast. High today of 99.
Oh, so hot yesterday, guys.
It was hot. It's probably going to climb higher than that because inevitably it's going to break 100. I don't know why they're lying to us and insisting on saying it's 99. Allegedly tomorrow, 99. Thursday, Friday, 101.
Hey, the weather's just trying to stay on fleek by keeping it 100.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
505.
It's flip, 100.
Flip. That's my new thing I made up.
Flip, flip.
Flip, flip.
Flip, flip.
Welcome to the show. We got a live line where you can text us 585
what's up?
5483.
What's up?
585 live.
Tell them, Dax.
LIVE live. You can call us as well. 338-3700. Huge show today, everybody.
Yes. Yes.
Big show.
Huge.
I'll talk about my big workout yesterday. After New Music Tuesday kicks off.
What?
Wait, what?
Here we go, guys.
What?
You didn't have a big workout.
No, there's no
I
way.
I did. I worked out yesterday. God, no. I'm a little sore.
No, you didn't.
You a little sore? You got a little soreness?
I feel like it's... Oof. Need a back.
It's okay, buddy.
You know who else is a little sore? Me. Oh. I actually did do a
thank you, Steve.
Really
that
hard
feels
workout.
Good. It's a little lower?
What are you...
Thank you.
What are you guys doing?
Give me a back rub right now. Thank you. That is just best friend right there.
Man, I'm uncomfortable.
Right there. Don't...
Yeah, this is uncomfortable for me.
Thanks, man.
Steve-O, what
just
are you,
love you man.
Smiling like that for, you
I just
weirdo?
Love
you. You guys need... Hey! You guys need to calm down.
Wow.
Calm down.
Wow. The three people that were actually on the webcam this early are in tears.
No,
everybody else is just grossed out.
Somebody says, good morning, boys. You're 8 minutes late. Hey, guess what?
Wait, what?
Shut up. You don't tell us when.
Are you serious?
Make sure that's not Chip's number.
Let's do
this. We're not.
Okay, this first track, it's a brand new single from Mr. Aaron Gillespie.
Ooh.
You might know him as the drummer, formerly of Paramore, now totally back in Under Oath because they're back.
Yes.
And this is from his brand new solo record called Out of the Badlands. Now, recently, Aaron went through a divorce.
Whoa,
which is unstoked.
Sure we can play this?
Not happy about
Stop
that.
Stop it. Just kidding.
I'll go ahead and tell you that most of the people we play have been through a divorce.
Wow.
Mm. It's just nobody knows about it. But yeah, so this is a cover of Bonnie Raitt's classic, You Love Me. Yeah. And this song, he said, actually really helped him go through the therapeutic, you know, things of getting through that really, really tough time. We'll talk more about the song when we come back. And his new record.
Facebook.com/star88FM or text us at 585 Live. Let us know what you think.
Dang.
Aaron Gillespie. Guys, I really think he could win The Voice this year.
That's how you do it. What? That's how you do a cover song.
That's just great.
You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of being at a show, and then all of a sudden, you know, the band like breaks into something. And you're like, oh, and it's like, oh, they just did like this epic live cover of Bonnie Raitt.
So check this out.
Oh.
Recorded and produced by Aaron in his own recording studio in Salt Lake City, Out of the Badlands, which is the name of the new record. It's comprised of reworked songs from Under Oath and The Almost, two cover songs, one of those being the one you just heard, and three original tracks. Out of the Badlands is a mix of old and new, and he says writing this album was a therapeutic release for him because of the divorce he went through earlier this year. He says this is the healing process, this record, and making this record pulled me through all of that pain and stuff like that. So it's going to be cool. It's got refreshed versions of Under Oath classics, A Boy Brushed Red, Living in Black and White, Reinventing Your Exit, the Almost fan favorite, Say the Sooner, Southern Weather. Mm. It's got a cover of Where the Streets Have No Name.
Oh,
what?
Oh, my gosh. Nope.
And then some originals.
You can't cover the greatest song in history.
Dude, Aaron Gillespie can sing.
I know, but I'm telling you right now, the odds are stacked against that man. That is my favorite song of all time.
So the new record comes out from Tooth & Nail August 19th.
Man.
Yeah.
And about this song in particular, he just says sometimes a song just resonates with you right where you are and what you're going through. And he said that's what this song was for him. So he wanted to cover it and he wanted to put it on the record. I think it's great.
Oh, we, gosh,
yeah.
It's so
we
good.
Were talking about it off air before, you know, today. Mm-hmm. And the idea or the thought came up, like, do we not do this one because it's so intimate? Mm-hmm. It's very personal. This guy went through a gnarly divorce, which we honestly didn't even know about, which I think is a good thing because, sadly, for most, if you're in the spotlight and you're going through something traumatic like that, it's just everywhere.
Yeah.
So it was very surprising to discover that. But, man, but I think at the end of it, we realized that all of us are human beings. And more often than not, unfortunately, a marriage does suffer that. And so if it spoke to you, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Love to hear from anybody.
Let me see what the live line's saying. We got,
oh my God.
Love you, Teo, my homie.
Oh.
Deck, Steve-O, hi.
Oh, wow.
What's up?
That's weird.
Love you too, homie. Homie friend.
Dominic says I'm not feeling this track, fam.
Well, it's a slower one.
It is.
Maybe you're not in the mood. It's all right.
I wanted to play it in the 6 o'clock hour because I knew only the most dedicated people would be listening.
Just rocking it.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's New Music Tuesday. We need your feedback, so hit us up at Star88FM on Facebook. Leave a comment for us. Let us know what you think of it. Also, you can text us at 585-LIVE. We got a big show, guys. Big show today.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Today is July 12th. Yeah, the year... Yeah. 2016.
Yeah. Mm.
You know what is 1 month from today?
Christmas.
No, his birthday.
Basically Christmas.
My birthday's 4 days away. You're
Teo's
gonna start talking about your birthday.
33rd birthday is 1 month from today.
Wait,
give me
guys,
five.
Mine's Saturday.
What are you gonna do for your birthday?
Oh,
Teo?
Man, just so many plans. I was thinking you and I we could take that that little excursion down to the tip of Venezuela. That
guys,
we've
my birthday's
been
Saturday.
About. Really stoked about that. You
did
know.
Did you talk to Brad? I think he's
Brad
ready to
and
talk.
I got it worked out.
Good.
Yeah. So it. I feel like that's all been smoothed over, but now I'm really, because Brad brought up the fact that Tom started to get involved, and I said, look here, buddy, you take that weird tooth and you get out of here.
Hey, I didn't say
mine's Saturday.
I said, Tom,
my
if
birthday.
You don't shut up, we're all going to be
this
going
Saturday.
Clear.
Teo, stop it, man.
What?
This is what got you in trouble last time with Brad.
No.
Really
no.
Excited.
You know what? Brad thanked me. He did.
What?
He said, thank you for confronting me. Thank you for putting it out there. I was getting a little too heady. I was getting a little caught up in my own game. Thank you. And Angelina, she tried to give me a hug that was a little too long, and I said, look, lady, I don't care how many kids you've adopted. Get off of me.
Remind me to tell you what Chet said about Brad yesterday.
What did Chet say?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you later.
Why is he even in the mix?
I don't know. It's drama. Where were we?
It's
today.
Hard.
is July 12th.
Four days till my birthday.
1 month from today, I turned 33. Yeah. I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm so excited. A lot of people are down on the 30s. I think they're great. Steve-O's entering 30s, into his 40s.
30s have not been
in 4 days. My 40s. And so I am really excited to just be hanging out 33.
Listen, we have a real friend who is hitting his 40s.
We do?
Yeah.
Is his name Stephen Allen Ryan Jeter?
Steve-O, I didn't know you're turning 40.
I'm not
40.
Turning 40!
Big 4-0.
Oh, man.
Nobody likes to turn the big 4-0.
This isn't going to help my voice.
Get the black balloon!
Shot.
Get the black balloon! Baby's not. Black balloon makes her fly, and it's time for Steve-O to fly away.
Oh, man. Yeah. Hey, can we talk about how APD actually released a real statement on Pokemon Go?
Oh, God. Yes, we'll talk about Pokemon Go all morning long because there's so much. There's just so much. All morning long,
Pokemon,
it's all we're going to talk about.
No. We also have an interview today, don't we?
Wait, what?
Yeah, dude, you didn't get the email?
No, he's sending it to the wrong email. Who'd you book?
Yeah, we have an interview in like 30 minutes.
No.
Is it with the 80s superstar again? Is there another one?
No, well, this one is...
oh, my gosh. What'd you book?
Guys, my lats are killing me.
Yeah, they're sending it to the wrong one. Yeah, we have multi-platinum R&B artist Deborah Cox on the show
at 7. Yeah, from the 80s.
7:10.
Who is that?
Yeah, let's see here.
That's when we got
are we ready
new
for
music?
This? Are we ready
we
for
got
this?
A new music
you want to know
right
how
now.
She... Yeah, you want to know how she got her start? Tao?
How?
This interview is for you, idiot.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Celine Dion's backup singer.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're all backup singers to Celine Dion in reality, so that doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah, she started her career with... Celine
just,
Dion.
Some of us are way back. Like,
Celine Dion.
Like me.
Here's Deborah Cox. Nobody's supposed to be here. On Star 80.
No, you can't play this.
Yeah! What? Deborah Cox gonna be on the show at 7:10 in the a.m.
This has 10 million views.
Are you kidding
me? Grammy Award nominated multi-platinum R&B pop recording artist. She is actually taking the lead role in the latest Broadway hit, blah, 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 blah. She's playing Whitney Houston's role in The Bodyguard.
What?
Yeah.
Baby, it's over.
That is a weird looking
It's called
ring.
The Bodyguard Musical Tour. Yeah.
Deborah Cox, everybody, on Star 88.
Trying to forget about
Stop it. Yeah. This isn't our. This isn't us, man.
She'll be on the show this
morning. I think she's an 80s star. I feel like she's 90s.
90s, 2000s.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, not 80s at all,
she
actually.
She looks younger.
Yeah, no, she didn't get her start until, like, almost 2000.
Well, Steve-O's booking, people from the 80s and 90s.
Classics.
Dude, in 2000, she collaborated with Whitney, bro.
I might have an interview
Whitney
coming
herself.
Up on Thursday.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
His name, yeah. His name.
Don't you tease it, because we're not going to get it.
His name is Mark
Kahn.
Walking with my feet 10 feet off a beer. Walking in Memphis.
Did you know that Mark Kahn, he's one of the people, they say that he's one of the last great storyteller songwriters, like of the old school variety. You think Billy Joel, you think Don McLean, you think like classic.
Go ahead and forward this message of the actual interview we have. We don't have that yet. You're teasing it. We did not get Ray Parker Jr. How do you think we're going to get Mark Kahn?
Down in the jungle room.
But we got Deborah Cox.
Backups right here.
Bill is a street.
So, yeah, Mark Kahn will be on the show Thursday.
No, he will not.
I hope he is. What do you mean he will not?
I don't think so.
What?
I don't think we're going to get this one either. Are you kidding
Coming
me?
Up on Friday.
Nope.
We got...
No, I don't want this one.
What?
I don't like UB40.
Live.
Yeah.
Meant to be.
Don't they sing Red, Red Wine?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I tweeted about that song recently. I'm going to tell him. I'm going to say, I want to read you a tweet that I recently tweeted out. It says...
I really don't like that Red Red Wine song.
Mash it in. Let's do this.
We'll mash it in. Mash it up. No! Ah! This is so annoying.
Stay close to Steve.
To Steve?
Ollie Campbell.
Can I tell him about how when I was younger, I actually enjoyed them because I didn't have good taste in music, and my mom...
Or in beverage, am I right?
...got tickets to the concert
yeah.
and took Scotty and Sarah.
Oh.
Oof.
Never got to see you before.
What? You need to tell him that story. Hate him.
Well, you were kind of
They played in Santa Fe. Ugh.
You're kind of a problem child. I'm sure you got grounded.
Ooh. No, I was at military school.
Oh, well, yeah.
So in her letter, like, they didn't tell me until I left for military school. And then
by the way.
And then, like, the first letter to me told me how great the show was. I'm like, man, you're a terrible mom.
What's wrong with you?
You're the worst mom. You're my least favorite mom I've ever had.
I'm running away.
That's my favorite thing to say to, like, Chrissy or my mom. You're my least favorite mom I've ever had. You were my least favorite wife I've ever had.
That's
of all of my one wives.
You should never say that.
You have to be careful when you say that in Utah.
Guys,
polygamy.
Today,
it's a polygamy joke.
Got it.
Dex, I didn't know if you knew.
Ah, I gotcha.
That's when a guy has more than one wife.
Yeah.
There was a show called Big Love about it, Bill Paxton.
I'm trying to think of that reality show that was out for a long time.
Sister Wives.
There was a guy that lived outside of Salt Lake. He had six wives.
It might have been
Leslie wives. Watched it all the time. I think he's in jail now.
Uh-oh.
I'm a polygcatmist because I have more than one cat.
I see that.
But Beans is a boy. Hey, Beans. Shout out.
Today is July 12th. We're going back 1,916 years ago.
Whoa.
In 100 BC. Julius Caesar was born.
Oh, et tu, Dexane.
The month of July was named for him.
No.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
Orange Julius. That's my favorite thing in the world.
Totally. Of course it's food.
What? And, I had one right now.
I know you do. I got you one.
Do they still have those anywhere?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think there's one over at Coronado Mall.
No.
DQ and Orange Julius teamed up.
Yeah, they teamed up.
Yeah.
Marvel team up.
It's the greatest team up since...
the Avengers.
Robin Hood,
Wolverine,
and
Spider-Man.
Let's see. 14 years ago in 1982, E.T. broke all box office records by surpassing the 100 million mark of ticket sales in the first 31 days of its opening. Pirates of the Caribbean 2 made 132 million in 3 days.
Nice.
So there you go. That's what happened. How old is Richard Simmons today?
Ooh,
oh, man.
65.
69.
68. Oh, how did you know that?
Topher Grace from That 70s Show.
Good old Toph.
37.
I believe it's Toth. He is 35.
38. And Michelle Rodriguez, Fast and the Furious.
Hitting the big 4-0.
She is 38 also.
Man, I'm glad she's not here. She'd punch you right in the face, Steve-O.
What?
38.
Well, I don't know.
I nailed it.
I just assumed because it was
I won.
You won.
Feels good.
I got two, like, off by a year, and it doesn't count for anything. 7:10, Deborah Cox, guys. Am I right?
It's New Music Tuesday. How are we going to play a track if we're doing an interview with
her? Dude, trust me. I tried, and Robert was like,
yeah,
it was like the finagle for DMC, because I am working that one hard.
All right. New Music Tuesday continues when we come back. Got lots to do on the show. We'll talk about it. Taylor has headlines.
Yo.
Hang on.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
We are back.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Oh my God, look at that baby.
Taylor Swift tops Forbes' annual list of the 100 highest paid celebrities with a whopping paycheck of $170 million.
An NBA star is dunking his career. Tim Duncan, retiring after 19 seasons, all of them in San Antonio.
Donald Trump is calling himself the law and order candidate. At a rally in Virginia, the GOP presidential candidate said it's time for all hostilities against the nation's officers to end.
America's police and law enforcement personnel are what separates civilization from total chaos.
We now know who the new British Prime Minister will be, Home Secretary Theresa May, following the pullout of lawmaker Andrea Leadsom.
The world's largest mixed martial arts franchise, Ultimate Fighting Championship, has just been acquired for about $4 billion.
The world's top four golfers will all be missing as golf returns to the Olympics this summer. World number three, Jordan Spieth, the latest to announce he won't go to Rio, citing health reasons.
Two inmates, one a Yemeni and another a Tajik national, have been sent to Serbia, the first time that country's accepted a Guantanamo detainee.
Welcome.
Oh, hey.
It's the rain sound in Africa.
636.
Today I'm 99.
This song is great. Love Toto. Nothing to report right now, traffic wise. There you go.
Keep it smooth.
All day, every day, everybody. Here for you. Coming at you like
I'm
a freight
train.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up at 7:10, Deborah Cox.
Global warming.
Grammy nominated. Multi-platinum R&B artist.
Climate change.
Star in the upcoming musical, The Bodyguard.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie.
We're not
I don't
in
care who knows.
Anymore.
That movie was the jam. I'm every woman.
Yeah, you are.
It's only steam. Anything you want by now.
Yeah. He can do it naturally.
Oh. Do you think we could do some Bodyguard karaoke with Deborah Cox?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude.
Good stuff.
Hey, Deborah.
Good stuff. Good
what
stuff,
you
guys.
Doing, girl?
Can you just hit that high right now?
Guys, we'll talk Pokemon this morning again. There's a bunch of stories I think you'll enjoy. Even if you're not a Pokemon fan.
We've actually already had people in the live line asking about my Pokemon Go experience.
How your Pokemon do?
Hey, Steve-O, what team are you on Pokemon Go? Red. Because no other reason than Nate said, dude, be red team. That's really it.
I thought red was the bad guys.
I don't know. Maybe. No, red's Valor, and he said that was like better than Mystic.
So do you get to play with Nate?
Well, currently we're holding down a gym right across the street.
Oh, gosh. I'm so
sorry. You just kick me? Why would you kick me?
I don't
me?
Know. I just kind of felt
are
like
you
I
offended?
Needed to kick you.
We also got a great question on the live line.
Why are you so offended?
From Santa Fe that says, Steve-O, what do you want for your birthday?
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that really on the live line?
Yeah, it really is. Look at that. From Santa Fe. Thanks, Santa Fe.
He just wants cash. Cold, hard cash.
You know what's funny is my wife's been asking me this for a solid week now. And I have no answer.
Really?
Taylor, what do I want? Yeah, what do I don't know what I want.
I feel like you want...
Total Wine gift card. I'm just kidding. Well, I'm being funny.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what you want.
You're not, but...
I don't know, guys.
This is some of the things that I've been thinking about getting you, okay? There's a water jet pack that's pretty sweet.
Okay, sweet. How much is that?
It's about $69,000.
Okay, I'm thinking that's a little much.
This is a Marshall amplifier fridge. It looks like an amp, but it's a fridge.
That's pretty cool.
$450.
I bet you could find some cool jams in there.
How about a magic wand TV remote?
What?
No. $70.
I don't even watch TV.
Expelliarmus.
Mm-hmm. I don't really watch TV, guys.
Ooh, would you like a dolphin powerboat?
Yes, what? I would like a dolphin powerboat. Are
65
you kidding me?
G's, it'll set you back.
Oh, my God.
You look like a dolphin.
Look
just
at those sword handle
umbrellas. Guys, this is a real issue. I've come
wearable. That's awesome.
You're getting the wearable sleeping bag.
No,
that's
I
the
don't
one.
Want a wearable sleeping bag.
Oreo dunking spoon?
That's a good idea.
There it is. $5. I'm getting this for
that's
you.
That's a steal.
I know you love Oreos.
I actually do love
yeah,
Oreos.
Yeah, you do.
The most powerful
laser.
Oh, my gosh. For $300,
look at
you
that.
Can be
is that
a
like
Jedi
a real
master.
Lightsaber?
That is.
I see. There you
whoa,
go.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Check that out. nano remote control.
If we're going like crazy, then I guess
that's a drone.
I want a DeLorean. No. You guys,
how about
are
a mini jellyfish
money
tank?
On me.
How about a mini jellyfish tank?
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, suit pajamas? Look
suit
at that guy.
Pajamas.
Those are pajamas,
suit.
But
those
it looks
are pajamas?
Like it's a suit.
That looks. Hey, you're going to look great. I guarantee it.
What if I wore that to a really fancy
that
dinner?
That would be amazing.
But they were pajamas.
Oh, that would be so good.
Oh, you crazy jammer, man.
Look at that USB wall outlets.
Here's poop soap bars. There you go.
Oh,
that's when you know you're old, man. I'm telling you guys, I don't know what I want.
I'm going to get you those poop soap bars.
Gosh.
If you're wondering what to get somebody for
there
your
you
birthday
go.
Or this one. Anniversary, thisiswhyimbroke.com is a great website.
This is the
Stop
one.
Stop it. You can't say that.
That's what I'm getting him. Yeah, you can't say that.
Sorry
you...
about that.
Okay.
You say that.
I think they're nonprofit.
No.
let's
That's
see.
Worse.
Here. New Music Tuesday.
Yeah, okay.
Let's do this.
This is a new single from none other than Tadashi.
Ooh.
And it's called
all right.
I'm Good. Check it out. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/Star88FM.
I like that.
I thought that was Teo. I had to look over. I thought he was being funny.
I'm good.
Tadashi, I'm good. It's New Music Tuesday on Star88. We need your feedback. 585Live or Facebook.com/Star88FM. What are they saying?
To me, that's a jam.
Yeah. Oh, wait. They're saying that or you said that?
No, I say that. And then also echoed on the live line, love it, guys. And then also, this is a good jam. Please keep.
Oh, dude, is that T-Pain and Wyclef? Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good.
I do not hear either of those.
I don't
T-Pain
either.
Or Wyclef? I would be down with either. Especially Wyclef.
Mm. Thank you, Starmy. Big show today. The Left of Seven, Deborah Cox. She's a pretty big deal.
Dude. She is multi-platinum, and she is going to be starring in the, touring Broadway musical, The Bodyguard.
Grammy nominated.
As Whitney Houston's role, Rachel.
Those are big shoes to fill,
yeah,
Deborah
dude.
Cox.
Well, you know, back in 2000, she actually co-wrote and collaborated a song with Whitney Houston.
Okay.
She's worked with some of the biggest people.
Yeah. You know, she spent 4 years in the U.K., and she had a huge hit in four different countries.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yep. Then she went to the United States. Her hit, Nobody's Supposed to Be Here, held the record for longest running number one R&B single for 14 consecutive weeks in 1998. We Can't Be Friends, her single on YouTube, has over 18 million views.
Oh my gosh.
She's, you know, kind of a big deal.
Oh, her birthday is tomorrow.
Hey,
she's a July birthday, too.
I know.
July birthdays are kind of lame.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to tell her happy almost birthday.
Happy almost birthday.
Happy almost birthday.
That interview coming up with Deborah Cox at 7:10.
Police say the man who was shooting at neighborhood cars and houses is now facing felony charges.
This is good news.
This is good news.
I saw him standing on his back step shooting his handgun at the houses in the neighborhood.
Dozens of bullets hitting cars, windows, and homes.
When I saw him shooting, I was like, this can't be real.
A neighborhood on edge in the middle of the night, wanting answers.
I've never been that fearful in my life.
Monday, police say they simply didn't know the severity of the situation.
We weren't aware that houses had been hit until last night's news program.
They say officers just needed more information.
Every person we spoke to, both on the phone and during the course of the investigation, no one ever let us know that their house had been hit.
Yeah, so yesterday there was a news report that came out. These neighbors saw this crazy guy going through their neighborhood shooting at their houses.
That's crazy.
One almost hit a propane tank at, underneath the barbecue and almost blew up where the mom and child were hiding in the bathroom. So that could have ended badly. And when they called the cops, they were saying they can't do anything because it's just a misdemeanor. But then now the cops are saying,
"Oh, we can do stuff.
We didn't know that. They never told us that this guy was shooting at the homes." So I don't know. At least they got the guy.
Yeah, I'm glad they got
the guy.
That's crazy to me.
Felony charges. Yeah, you would think if you shot your gun off anywhere, it would be a felony. That bullet, has to come down.
Gravity, man. It always works. Mm-hmm. The website, nameberry.com, just analyzed 40 million visits from the first half of the year and figured out the baby names Americans are searching for the most.
Hit me.
The hottest name of the year.
Hottest name of the year.
Boy or girl?
I'm not sure.
Okay, so Ray. R-E-Y. Ray. It's from, yeah, it's Daisy Ridley's character from Star Wars.
I don't know how to.
Nerds.
I don't know how to pronounce that.
Oh, you can do it.
Oh, I know. Because it's from Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Arion.
Arion. Or Arion.
It's not Arion. It's Arion. Arion.
Well, it Arion, says, right? Yeah, really. That Arion. Name's been out of style for several decades, you know, for the same reason that the name Adolf is also out of style.
Right.
So that Arion, right?
Yeah, but it's...
Because Adolf it's was Arion. All about
But it's like Arion.
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 Yeah, okay. But now
but
it's about
Arion.
This thing jumped 49 spots in popularity.
Wow.
Which is more than any other name for either gender. Mm. Either one. Maybe it's because parents are looking for the male version of Arya from Game of Thrones, right? Is that...
Yeah.
Arya. Yeah.
Or maybe enough time has passed that people don't associate Arion with white supremacy anymore.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm. No one's sure. The rest of the five hottest boys' names are much less controversial. You got John, Tobias, Daniel, and Xavier.
Hmm. Where's Tolbert?
Tolbert. I think it comes in at number 17.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah, so that's a that's a good one.
That's fantastic.
The five hottest girls' names: Sadie, Elise, Astrid, Isabella, and Thea.
Will you check to see where Zeltor is on the list?
For a girl? Zelta?
It could go either way.
Zeltra.
Zeltra.
Zeltor, I feel like that's a masculine.
Okay.
So maybe Zeltra.
Zeltorian.
It's that's pretty far down. That's at 18. Pretty far down the list.
I think it's a beautiful name.
Okay, Dex, I'm a little worried because of a conversation that you and I had last night and this morning, because apparently now sharing your Netflix password could be a federal crime.
Oof.
You remember those FBI warnings on VHS tapes, the ones that said you'd get a $250,000 fine if you made copies of that VHS?
Mm-hmm.
People did it anyway. Nothing ever happened. This is the 2016 version of that. Sharing your password for things like Netflix, Hulu, HBO Go is technically a federal crime now.
What?
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals issued a ruling last week that makes it illegal under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act.
I didn't share my password with you.
Well, I know, but we were talking about it.
Yeah, we were talking. No, not really.
Because we had that buddy out there that was asking me for my Netflix thing, and I was like, I don't know if I want to give it to him. The case they were hearing about was a guy who used a former coworker's password to access a database at his old company. So it wasn't really about streaming services. But the way the ruling was worded makes it apply to things like Netflix, too. Still not clear if anyone would ever get prosecuted for it, though, or what that penalty would be. HBO or Netflix would have to press charges against you. And just last year, the head of HBO said he didn't really care about password sharing. So you can probably keep mooching off your friends and family and not really worry about it, but one of the Ninth Court judges who disagreed with the ruling said it threatens to, quote, criminalize all sorts of innocuous conduct engaged in daily by ordinary citizens.
I remember when I first got Netflix, and you could only have...
One account,
and you could only watch one thing at a time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I gave my password to a friend of mine who, I won't say his name, Matt Gentry.
Oh my gosh.
I could never get on because every time I would try
it.
To hit, like, watch something, it would say being used at another location.
The only time that happened to me was on Hulu because I gave Jamie, my buddy Jamie, our password, and there was only one time that it happened because I was at home and I was about to watch something and then I couldn't log in.
Yeah.
And I was like,
what you do. And this is what's so funny about it. So I changed the password. I get a phone call 30 seconds later. Hey, the Netflix isn't working. I was wondering if you knew what was up.
Oh,
I don't know, man.
That's weird, man.
I'll have to check it out.
Maybe it's your internet. But see, now, like...
Did you ever tell him that you changed the password?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did.
I'm like, you were totally outing yourself right now on the radio.
No,
he's probably listening.
He's not listening. The Netflix, though, you can make different I don't think Netflix cares.
Because
you can make different profiles for different people.
Yeah, we have a profile for all of us in the family. So.
Yeah. I don't think... That's not a thing. Okay. Holly Holm is talking about a competitive bantamweight division. We got a clip.
If she takes care of her business, July 23rd, Holly Holm could find herself fighting for the UFC bantamweight title that she won in an upset and lost the same way. Holm is currently the number one contender among UFC bantamweights. Now, with Miesha Tate losing the title she snagged from Holm to Amanda Nunes over the weekend, the division appears to be one of movement. Ronda Rousey is the only bantamweight champ to defend the title successfully until she ran into Holm and suffered a knockout in November of 2015.
I was hoping to be the one to keep it and not go from here to here to here. I do feel like the top 10 now compared to the top 10 2 years ago is completely different, and I feel like women's MMA just keeps getting better and the girls keep getting better and the competition keeps getting harder. I don't feel like that.
The 10-1 Holm will meet 12-2 Valentina Shevchenko at the United Center in Chicago July 23rd.
Okay.
That's a really weird thing that they're doing to that pig in the background. I feel sorry for it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's MMA all that chip. I could hear. That's all I could hear that. I don't even know what she said. It was like, what is happening? Back there. What are they doing to that small panda?
Oh, my gosh. I want to play it again.
Play it again.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find
answer
it.
Us. Answer us this, people. What are they doing to that small panda
no,
in the background?
No, it's probably just B-roll of her, like, training.
Let me hear it.
Successfully until she ran into Holm and suffered a knockout in November of 2015.
I was hoping to be the one to keep it and not go from here to here to here. I do feel like the top 10 now compared to the top 10 2 years ago is completely different, and I feel like women's MMA just keeps getting better, stopped. And the girls keep getting better. And
that's pretty funny, too.
I feel like that child just shouldn't be there.
All right, we have to go to break.
Okay.
We do. We gotta go.
Tons of news for later.
New Music Tuesday continues, and Deborah Cox, Grammy-nominated, multi-platinum R&B artist, will be on the show at 7:10. We'll be right back. Good morning, Starmie. 7:08.
High today of 99 degrees.
Let's check the roads.
Oh my goodness, people. I'm not seeing any accidents or incidents to report right now. You're doing a great job.
Her name is Deborah Cox.
Oh, snap.
She says nobody's supposed to be here.
Huh.
What?
She's calling any minute now.
Oh, snap.
Nobody's supposed to be here.
I am so excited we're interviewing her.
I remember this jam.
I know you do.
I don't.
It's a good one.
I don't remember this jam at all. What I do remember is being a little kid and watching The Bodyguard and thinking Whitney Houston had the greatest pipes on the planet.
Why did you get to watch that when you were a kid?
Yeah, good question, Mom.
Because it's one of the greatest movies of all time.
After we interview Deborah Cox, who is playing Rachel Marin, the lead in the Bodyguard musical, we're going to call my mom and ask her why I was allowed to go see, like, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Maybe it was because it was Kevin Costner.
Guys, my power bill has quadrupled.
Really?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, in the past couple of months.
I know.
Because it's been so hot.
I know.
And that
it's just
stinks.
So hot, man. Just so hot.
Can you play I Have Nothing from the Bodyguard soundtrack? Can you just play I Have Nothing? It's my jam. Guys, we're about to interview Deborah Cox.
Y'all ever heard of that Pokemon?
Okay.
I'm going to ask her about Pokemon.
Canadian R&B singer-songwriter, actress. 1998 song Nobody's Supposed to Be Here held the record for longest-running number one single on Billboard's Hot R&B hip-hop singles chart for 14 weeks. A record held for nearly 8 years.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Good job, Dex. Dex, you sounded great.
Oh! Can we just ask her to sing this one? You're like, Deborah, can you just sing I Have Nothing because it's my jam, girl. It's my favorite.
Oh,
I love the song so much. Yep. I love it so much!
Yep, Deborah Cox, any minute now, be calling in. Talk about this little Broadway play.
It's a musical.
No, Broadway play music.
It's a musical.
Same thing. And she's got some pretty big shoes to fill.
Yeah. Well, dude, she provided the vocals for Whitney Houston's biopic Whitney back in 2015. Very much further. I don't want them not to go. Directed by Angela Bassett. I won't hold it back again. This passion inside. She also did the vocals for Jesus Loves Me. Remember Jesus Loves Me?
Hold on.
You make me love. Wow!
Dude, good
job. Go, Dex! I don't want to
Steve-O, stop your voice.
Anymore.
He's trying to help you.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. It's David Levin with Wise Brother Media. How
David
are you?
David Levin. Hey, David.
No time for talkie, Deborah Cox.
I got Deborah Cox on the phone for you. You got it till 20 after, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Deborah Cox.
Hey.
Yes. Hey. Oh.
Good morning. What's up?
Oh, we are so excited to talk to you.
Here's what was going on. Thank right before you. You called, Deborah. So we were singing Whitney Houston, I Have Nothing.
I Have Nothing is one of the single greatest songs in the history of the world. And I lost my voice just now just belting that song. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you're going to do it, girl.
It was incredible.
It is seriously one of my favorite jams of all time.
Yes. That is, you know, when you think about The Bodyguard, you think about those epic songs. I Have Nothing, Run to You, mm-hmm. I Will Always Love You, right? It's
mm-hmm.
it's like a moment in time, pardon the pun, but, you know, it really is one of those iconic musicals, and I'm thrilled, I'm honored to be starring in it. We kick off in Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yep. That's
Man.
So incredible.
Yep, you got some big shoes to fill there, Deborah.
I mean, come on.
Yes, I know.
Yeah,
I know there's a lot of expectations, you know, every single night, you know, and I get it. You know, she is the voice, and she is the person that we all fell in love with when we heard all those incredible songs. You know, the show is based on the film.
Mm-hmm.
The show is going to have a lot of extra music in it, which I don't think a lot of people know. I think with the film, there were little snippets of songs. But with this show, you're going to hear the songs in their entirety, and you're going to hear songs from her early career as well. So songs like I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Yeah,
one of my faves.
All that stuff. Yeah, you're going to hear all those songs. And it's going to just bring you right back to that time where, you know, her iconic voice just, you know, filled your heart and just inspired you. So that part I'm excited to be a part of.
Yes. On the phone, Deborah Cox, Canadian R&B singer, songwriter, actress. You and Whitney have, I mean, you've already like melded so many times because you did the vocals for Angela Bassett's Whitney, the biopic.
Yes.
So this isn't the first time. And before that, you actually collaborated with Whitney. Talk about that.
Yeah, in 2000 we did a song, a great song called Same Script, Different Cast, mm-hmm. and we recorded it in Los Angeles right around the time of the Arista 25th anniversary. At the time we were label mates on Clive Davis's label, Arista Records, and we went into the studio about 2 days before that performance and recorded the duet, and it was for her greatest hits album. For me, it was just like an epic moment, the best moment really for me, because those were all the songs on that greatest hits album in particular. Those were all the songs that I grew up listening to, so
right.
to be able to record a new song for her, you know, greatest hits record was just again one of those moments, you know.
Yes.
And it really was the thing that just I felt like I'd arrived. I'm singing with my idol, we're in the studio toe to toe, just laughing, joking, talking about life, talking about family, talking about the business, and we had a great time. And you know, that's one of the moments that I'll always remember and keep dear to me. That's why this project, really being a part of it, is so special for me, because of the fact that I grew up listening to her music, and she inspired me to do what I do today.
Mm.
Talk with Deborah Cox right
yeah.
now, and let's go back real quick to the musical that you're doing. And
yeah.
Kevin Costner was amazing in The Bodyguard.
Yeah,
we all
dude.
Know
yeah.
that.
Yes.
Who's stepping into the shoes of that role of The Bodyguard?
We don't don't know yet.
What?
Wow. You know what?
Hey,
I'm
available.
It has not been cast.
I'm available,
yeah.
Barbara.
Okay.
Yeah. I will leave the show
Dex,
right now.
You cannot
Are
leave
you
the
ready
show.
So you want to do the role?
You cannot
can
leave the
I can
show.
Play a bodyguard.
No, you cannot. First of all, you're like 5'9". No, I'm
he
just
I could be a bodyguard.
Saying,
he could do a good job.
I'm no, ripped. There was something about Kevin Costner
matter?
That was just... Now, do you have anybody on your radar that you're like, this man, this dude, he would be the jam right here. This is our new Kevin Costner.
Nick Lachey.
Nick Lachey.
Oh, my Stop. Gosh. You caught me off. I haven't even thought of that yet.
Oh! Oh!
She is preparing for the task at hand.
This
guys.
Is. That's I'm just true. Saying.
She's
that.
Not trying
okay.
to tie up all the other loose ends.
Here's the question then, Deborah.
Have a contest.
In real life, if you could have any man as your bodyguard, who would you want to be your bodyguard?
Oh my God, we're going to be here all day.
This is the most important question.
So I mean, this is so important. This is important. Girl, I'll be your bodyguard any day.
I think
any
what's
day.
Happening is everybody in here is just slowly applying for the job.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
right.
What's happening.
This
yeah.
is true. Now, okay, let's change it up then, because you were talking about just the opportunity to work with Whitney. And just the,
yes.
the impact of that. And Whitney Houston, man, I mean, she's one of the greatest of all time. And
absolutely, she is. I mean, I think, you know, that's the part. We need to bring that back. We need to remember her
yes.
for, the you know, what she brought to music, yeah. how she changed the game. There was no woman at the time doing what she was doing, you know, singing those kind of classic songs, you know. Infusing pop, jazz, you know, all those styles, and even Broadway songs. She recorded quite a few on her albums, and she just brought any great melody to the forefront. I mean, singing a cappella, like, you know, 8 bars of I Will Always Love You with absolutely no music whatsoever. I mean, that says a lot. That you can capture people with just your voice.
Amen. Yeah. And now, that's funny, because I was gearing towards a different one, where I think she captured so much that, I mean, they included this in the Whitney film, obviously. I'm hoping it'll make it to the musical, but there was a very intimate moment in The Bodyguard where she sang, Jesus Loves Me. And
yes.
It is such a powerful moment. I mean, I don't know if that's going to be included in the musical. It should be.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
Interesting that you mentioned that. Yeah. When you think of that, isn't that something that when you think of that hymn, you think of her,
yeah.
too?
I mean, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, because it's something yeah. that we all sang at Sunday school growing up. And, of course, the three of us
yeah.
in here were all Christians. And so that it's such a powerful song. And it's obviously timeless, just the very real truth that Jesus does love us. But the way that she captured it, I mean, she did it with everything. She stole the Star Spangled Banner. I mean, when you think the national anthem, you think
yeah.
Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
So now my boy Teo over here.
That's
He is also a fan
I found out of
an artist, but not necessarily the same artist,
right,
if you will.
I found out that you used to work with Celine Dion.
His
yeah.
favorite artist of all time.
Yep, that's my favorite. when I wake up in the morning.
Now that experience really was like a boot camp of...
Was
of,
it?
In professionalism, in learning how to... be disciplined, because she would not talk or sing before her performances.
Oh, wow.
She had the luxury of 6 or 7 hours prior to performance, she was that disciplined where she would just write everything down. And
wow.
that was such a great school to be a part of, you know, because I was on tour with her for a year. And singing backgrounds, and, you know, we really learned that our bodies are instruments, and
mm-hmm.
so we got to get the rest, we got to, you know, make sure that we, you know, don't be yelling and acting crazy. Like, you have to have a real disciplinary perspective when you're, you know, a singer, because you're like an athlete. It's your body.
Totally. Well, I'll tell you what I'm excited about. It's you have like spent your career kind of in the shadow of these greats, and now it's time for you to really step out into the spotlight.
Yes.
And I think this is going to be a fantastic showcase of your talent, and
mm-hmm.
I think that's what we're all super
Amen.
Stoked about.
Yes.
Thank you for your time with us today, Deborah.
Yeah, Deborah, you're beautiful.
Thank
yes.
you. Thank you for your support. I'll see you all soon.
Yes, ma'am. We will catch you. The Bodyguard. I can't wait, man. Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Deborah.
So much.
Thanks, Deborah.
All right, thank you.
All right. God bless you. She is amazing.
You see that?
Dude.
Did you like how I just handled that?
You did.
Like, we got to go.
Uh-huh. Hey, you know what?
What?
That was a good interview, guys.
That was a great interview. Good job, Steve-O.
Nah, that was okay.
Dude, she has got some pipes.
She does. Yeah, she's
incredible. Whitney Houston. I'm talking about Whitney Houston.
It's got to be a little tough for her because, seriously, like I was saying, she's always been in the shadow.
Yeah.
She's always been in the background.
And yet she's a multi-platinum R&B artist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's got 18 million views just on one video on
YouTube.
But
most know her for, well, or don't know her necessarily,
right.
But, I mean, for her work with Whitney, for her background work with
sure.
Celine Dion.
Why aren't you playing one of her songs right now?
Oh, I wanna dance with
you guys, you didn't listen to her.
I want to dance.
Your body is an instrument, and you are ruining it.
I'm totally ruining it, guys. I'm screaming. Ugh. I don't listen. Can you imagine? Imagine a world where before and after the morning show, I just don't talk and I save my voice.
Impossible.
Deborah Cox, she's in the upcoming musical, The Bodyguard. Based on the Whitney Houston
movie. I'm not going to lie, dude. If that comes to Albuquerque, I'm pretty sure I'll be there.
I'm pretty sure you will be, too.
Yeah.
All right. We got to jump into New Music Tuesday.
Is it the new one from the Bodyguard soundtrack?
Yes.
I Have Nothing? Can we just play I Have Nothing again?
We're about to play it. It's called Battles from the Afters.
Oh.
Tell us what you think about it at our Facebook.
New music from the Afters. Battles. New Music Tuesday. Starmie, feedback. 585 Live, you can text us, or Star88FM on Facebook. Go like us if you haven't.
Speaking of battles, I'm having a battle in my brain right now as to whether or not to finish the morning show or just make Teo sit down and watch The Bodyguard right now. Guys!
I've never seen it.
I just found out Teo has never seen The Bodyguard.
Hey, we just found out.
Dex.
We did, okay?
Dex. Sorry. You're right, buddy. We
both
did.
Of you look at me.
Thank you, Goose.
What year did that come out?
1992.
Okay.
I mean, I think. Let me look it up.
Yeah.
How did you just know that?
1992.
Can I tell you how old I was? Nine.
You were nine?
Yeah, I was nine.
Okay, that's
years
why.
Old.
That's
so
why.
So you want me it to watch it? It was an R-rated movie. When
no,
I'm nine?
Hey, okay.
I feel like at some point, though, in your 20s.
No.
Maybe
it's gone.
Dawn would have been like, hey, let's watch The Bodyguard.
Right?
No, man, she don't care about The Bodyguard.
Have you ever asked her?
No.
I bet she loves that
movie. I'm not going to ask her that. See, that's you guys' problems. You open yourselves up to these situations.
No, dude.
Just don't ask about it.
You'll love it. It is one of the greatest movies of all time.
You're going to love it.
It's way better than Gone with the Wind.
Wait. I don't know. I mean, you're saying one of the greatest movies of all time? Oh, man.
Steve-O,
it's really up
what's
there.
Your favorite movie of all time? Tell them.
Ten Commandments.
No, gosh, it's not the Ten Commandments.
Of all time, if I really had to only pick one, Return of the Jedi.
True Romance is his favorite movie of all time.
It's a really
That's his
good
favorite movie.
Movie
of all time. It's He's really got an autograph movie. DVD copy.
I was going to say Knight's Tale for Steve-O.
I hate that movie.
Hey, I like that movie.
What? I How? Hate
we
that
he
movie.
Fletcher's in it.
We yeah, that movie was stupid.
Hey,
that's exactly
one,
it.
One, two, three.
That was like, awesome. From the opening scene when they were doing Queen in medieval times, I was like, I'm just going to hate this movie.
Ugh.
I've just decided in my heart that I hate it.
I don't like it right now.
I saw it once at the movie theater, and I've never seen it again. Hated.
I've seen it at least five
that
times.
Movie. Hated.
My favorite movie of all time is Cool Hand Luke. That's right, I said it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I have a Cool Hand Luke. Look, it's my right hand.
Stop it.
It's my cool hand. My right hand. It says Luke on it.
I gotta sure be do. Honest, that's
it's
a very
true.
Cool hand.
All right. Odyssey? Yeah. Man.
Just because you guys were sitting around on Saturday morning watching The Bodyguard, and I was riding around with my parents with a car listening to Avengers and Odyssey, doesn't mean you're better than me.
No, I was like 13 when it came out. You're right. I still don't know why my mom let me see that as a 13-year-old. I remember seeing that in the movie theater with my mom.
All right, we have to take just a quick break. When we come back,
The Bodyguard in its entirety.
The whole thing.
Can't wait to watch Bruce Willis. He is so good.
No!
He is a great actor.
He would have been
actor.
A great bodyguard. Bruce Willis?
Back then, maybe. Not now. He's too old.
Man.
You gotta have somebody young. Channing Tatum!
Yeah, Bruce Willis and Vanessa Williams.
Ben
it's gonna
Diesel.
Be just the greatest movie
no,
of
Ben
all time.
No, Vin Diesel! Get out! Get out!
We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo. What's going on in the news today?
Oh my God, Taylor Swift tops Forbes' annual list of the 100 highest paid celebrities with a whopping paycheck of $170 million.
An NBA star is dunking his career. Tim Duncan, retiring after 19 seasons, all of them in San Antonio.
Donald Trump is calling himself the law and order candidate. At a rally in Virginia, the GOP presidential candidate said it's time for all hostilities against the nation's officers to end.
America's police and law enforcement personnel are what separates civilization from total chaos.
We now know who the new British Prime Minister will be, Home Secretary Theresa May, following the pullout of lawmaker Andrea Leadsom.
The world's largest mixed martial arts franchise, Ultimate Fighting Championship, has just been acquired for about $4 billion.
The world's top four golfers will all be missing as golf returns to the Olympics this summer. World number three, Jordan Spieth, the latest to announce he won't go to Rio, citing health reasons.
Two inmates, one a Yemeni and another a Tajik national, have been sent to Serbia, the first time that country's accepted a Guantanamo detainee.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay.
The time, 7:35.
The high today, 99 degrees.
Let's take a look at traffic.
Let's do that, Taylor, right now.
We got an accident, I-40 East at 4th Street. It's exit 159A. It's already starting to stack traffic up west of that accident, so if you are eastbound on 40, you might want to expect some delays. We've also got a lot of road construction all around the city. But don't worry, because we got this fantastic saxophone in the background.
Yeah, we do.
That's your look of traffic.
Guys, I gotta
why'd you turn it off?
I gotta tell you something really quick.
Hold on, I gotta finish downloading the Bodyguard soundtrack.
Oh!
I got it. I just wanted to...
Guys.
Just picked it up on iTunes, no joke.
Guys, do you know what today is?
Yes, 1 month from my birthday.
Oh, dang it! Tomorrow was Deborah Cox's birthday. We forgot to say almost happy birthday.
No. Today is 1 month away from my birthday. No.
Guys, my birthday is in 4 days.
No, my birthday's closer. No.
Give me something.
Today's the 12th.
Guys, no. It has nothing to do with
it's
you
the 12th.
Two.
Wait,
well, then why
it,
do
it
we care?
Does, actually,
yeah,
it's
it got does. A lot to do back. With us.
I take that back.
It's the celebration of my birthday.
Oh wait, I actually know this one.
No, I know what it is,
guys.
Too.
Can I say? Can I say?
No,
let him say it.
Fine,
guys. Star me.
It's the 6 month anniversary of Dex being here.
The morning invasion.
6 months of the morning invasion.
I've been here for 6 months. Today, I got here January 12th. Been here 6 months.
Man. A star is born.
Guys, give me them. Let me. Presents?
What?
Do you. I'll open
I
them now.
I did get you this Hot Wheel.
Oh. Okay.
It's been over here for a couple months.
Pretty sweet.
Just waiting. Hiding in plain sight.
Pretty sweet.
It's the best way to hide a birthday present.
What'd you get me, Steve-O?
I got you this dope soundtrack that you have to listen to on my phone.
Is that the Bodyguard soundtrack? That's
yeah, me. I just bought it. Because I'm like, why don't I own this?
Your way. Just want to thank you, everybody. For
so I'll go
hanging in there
just go.
For 6 months.
But I know.
It's been a good ride,
what
guys.
Do you know?
I'll think of you every step of.
The saddest part about this whole thing is that I only signed a 6 month contract.
Oh, so wait, what?
Be my final
oh,
show.
No. Oh.
I need to move on to.
Good.
That's cool, man.
Well, some would say better things, but I don't know if it can get any better than this, guys. I really don't. So I wish you well. Good day.
Wait, that's really it?
Did you just do a Paul Harvey sign off? Oh, Dex.
Did you just hit your face on the mic?
And now you know the rest of the story.
That was
good day.
Good day. I used to record Paul Harvey every day when I got into radio.
You used to listen to him.
And I looked forward to him saying, good day.
Good day.
Because he would change it. Good day.
Paul Harvey is the man.
We are just dating ourselves today. You're talking about Paul Harvey. I just downloaded the Bodyguard soundtrack.
Not me. I'm not dating anybody because I'm married.
Oh, weirdo.
You should be dating your wife, bro.
Oh, man.
Oh, quiet.
Guys, I'm just kidding. A lot of you are freaking out on the live line. People are saying, please don't go, Dex. We love you.
Literally yeah, no one is trying.
We can't do this without you.
Literally no one
this
is trying.
Thanks,
says,
guys.
Awesomeness. Happy anniversary, guys. Teo, no wonder you're such a cool cat being a Leo and all. My birthday is the 16th.
Okay,
woot, woot.
Okay.
I don't ascribe to the astrologicals.
Weirdos. Today is Chick-fil-A free for dressing up like a cow, Dex.
That's your birthday. Yeah, I get the Chick-fil-A.
Yay, Dex. I was so very happy to have you back on the air. You made my mornings great again. And Steve-O and Two are great, too. I think they misspelled Teo.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We need to party in all caps. Here's another one. Wait, did you email this person back about the car radio, Steve-O?
No.
My car radio has been broken for 2 weeks, and I'm dying without you guys. Wish you were on iHeartRadio.
Yeah, I am right now.
Well, just to say it out loud, because you'll never hear it because you're listening to your iHeartRadio app, we have an app on the iTunes market and the Android store.
I just sent them the link to the Android store. Yeah.
Download it. You can stream us live or hit a podcast. Yeah. iTunes, Google Play, just type in Morning Invasion. So there's lots of different ways you can listen to us.
Yeah. But what are we going to do for our actual birthday? Because that's a six month anniversaries don't really count, do they? I guess for the first year it does.
That's
your high school girlfriend where it's like, we've been dating for 3 weeks and 4 days. I love you.
Does it really seem like 6 months?
No.
It's gone by really fast.
Yes, fast.
Dude, it's Christmas.
I was going to say, yeah.
Just think,
like an eternity,
another chunk of 6 months. We're looking at January 12th again.
We need to have a special theme.
We have to have a winter party. Why did we start in January? That's terrible.
So,
nobody parties in January.
I know.
Maybe we could do a snowboard trip.
Maybe we could have a concert.
Let's do a weekend snowboard trip.
No.
Come on, guys. We'll go snowboarding together.
I'll be in Aspen at the end of the year.
I don't like you guys. I don't know why we're friends.
Thank you, Starmie. Love you. Just love being here. I really do.
I'm proud of you.
It's been a great, great ride.
Starmia saying, Dex, congrats on 6 months. Been listening to you for years, and I was introduced to the amazing Teo and Steve-O. Keep on keeping on, guys.
Love it.
Here's the thing, man. Teo and Steve-O were so underground. Yeah. Nobody knew who they were.
They were okay with that.
Now,
guys,
whole new level.
Wait, but does that mean we sold out?
Yeah, you're sellouts for sure.
Ugh.
Some would say you're a sellout.
Sell out!
Because the people that were cool with us before were but I liked them before they were cool.
Yeah, of course you have one or two people that are
One or two?
Yeah, they're underground and nobody listens, so it's so
Super
cool because I'm the only one that listens to them.
Yeah.
But now it's you have 10 people to listen and it's really not that cool.
I'm cool with selling out if it just means more people know about our show
/more importantly, know about...
What it's like to actually live a life as a Christian and not be stuffy and to know that there's a God who loves you.
Yeah. So coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're gonna do our half of 2016 review.
Oh, wait, Neo. What? Oh no.
Every 6 months you have to review.
Oh, yeah, you get a review. No. This is fun.
The biggest goals, biggest regret so far.
Oh, I know mine.
What's the worst moment on the show so far in the 6 months, the best moment.
Okay.
So we're going to do that in the 8 o'clock hour. We want you to join us for that.
Hey, people are up for the snowboard trip idea. I think we should do a birthday party in Durango or something.
Because that's going to be ridiculous trying to organize a snowboard.
Well, here's what we do. 21 Pilots played the X Games this last winter, so we know they love the snow.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if we can't get 21 Pilots.
What month are you thinking?
January, obviously.
We
on
can
our
exhaust
anniversary.
The budget of the radio station
for the next decade.
20 years.
Yeah. I'm looking right now.
Wait,
January 12th.
Yes.
I actually rented out Alcatraz.
No, you didn't.
I'm throwing
legit,
a Hawaiian party on the island of Alcatraz.
No, you're not.
It's themed.
And
you guys,
both of you guys,
I'm tired of this false reality, okay?
No,
just
a
wake
cool
up.
Reality.
Live in the real world.
It's cool.
None of you guys are rich. We work in ministry.
I'm super
We don't
rich.
Have money.
You don't have to. You don't have to say that, man.
Hey, I'm rich in the things not of this world.
Hey, we're not rich. Brad and Angie are.
Oh yeah, but they're our buds.
I quit.
See, we don't have to have money.
I quit.
You don't have
I
money.
Quit.
You've
it's
only
New Music
got
Tuesday.
Time.
Let's jump into this track here.
Okay,
let's do this.
Oh, this is the new single from 1,000-Foot Crutch.
Oh wow,
it just came out today. It's called Push.
Push. Push.
Will it push you to like it?
Oh, no.
Tell us on Facebook. Facebook.com/Star88FM.
You can also text us at 585-LIVE.
No.
Yes.
No.
Hey.
New Music Tuesday continues.
Wow.
With TFK.
Our lifeline blew up.
Push is the name of the track. We want your feedback. What do you think, Starmy?
Linkin Park much? Not bad, though. Keep it. It's the first comment.
Okay. All right.
How about good tune? Mm. How about 1,000-foot crutch? Yes, keep it. Love them. But I spelled it with the C, so I don't really love them.
Whoa.
Crutches with the
K. Our girl 2.0 says, yup.
Okay.
If you like TFK, then I think you'd love that song. It seems like they've stuck with the formula.
Another listener said, always wondered the meaning behind TFK's name. Too lazy to research it myself. Help, to which I replied, I think it means Google it.
Wait, do they mean the meaning or literally what TFK stands for?
Either way.
1,000-foot crutch.
Google it. The information is there waiting for you.
Dig, can we have more of that, please? Let's see. Somebody wants to know if Steve-O really just said that you guys need to be in reality as he's playing Pokemon Go.
Yep.
Yep.
We got a dig.
Welcome to our world.
Yep.
Thebes says burn it to the ground.
Burn it to the ground.
Mm.
Okay. Our girl Victoria says she likes it. Keep it. Okay. Bill Peterson says, didn't that hairstyle go out with the flip phones?
Oh. Yeah. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you. All right. Feedback. We love it. Okay. 7:49. Good morning.
Morning. Oh, hi to Dave 99. Good morning.
Clap, clap.
That's baseball music. Tonight, that's baseball music.
Tonight is the Major League Baseball All-Star Game.
That's right. Last night was the Major League Baseball
Steve-O,
Home Run
can
Derby.
Can I finish it?
Giancarlo Stanton won the Steve-O? Derby.
Steve-O. Whoa.
They also had the Celebrity Softball Game.
I'm going to cut your mic.
Tim Foreman of Switchfoot was right field last night, guys.
I'm going to cut it.
Okay, fine.
The All-Star Game goes down tonight.
It does.
Some people would rather watch paint dry, but we're going to give you some ideas on how to change that. I came up with the top ways to make Major League Baseball more exciting.
Ooh.
Because let's face it.
Don't say it. Don't
it's
even
very
say
boring.
It.
It's very boring.
It's very boring.
I hate you, bro.
I would rather watch paint dry.
Don't know why we're friends
watch baseball.
At all.
Just saying.
Man, sometimes I look at baseball and I'm like, gosh, I'd rather watch that grass over there grow.
So here is a few things that I came up with.
Okay.
This is how they could change the game. They could make it so much more exciting.
Hit me.
Let all the fans in the stands playing Pokemon Go wander out on the outfield. I mean,
this is
you
awesome.
Saw them just
automatically
coming
awesome.
Down into the outfield playing Pokemon Go during the game. You'd have people running into third base.
It would be so good.
Joking. That would be hilarious.
That is a great, great.
That is actually a great idea.
That would improve the game so much. Because really, Pokemon Go is America's new pastime.
Yes.
It's true.
Or you could replace the seventh inning stretch with the eighth inning drone attack.
Okay.
Just drone attack. No? Okay.
I don't like drones. Because it means to me that the future is now.
Ah.
Yeah. I'm scared of it.
All right. We could get rid of the gloves, replace the ball with an oblong pigskin, and call it football.
Okay, yes. That's a good one. Football is not boring.
That would be awesome. I'd watch.
Like this segment whatsoever. Somebody on the live line said, I just can't listen to this kind of negativity. Baseball rocks!
Nope.
What?
You made that
who
up.
Is that?
Somebody else said, only the uncoordinated don't like baseball. Love you guys.
Oh my gosh.
I was actually the home run king back in my day.
Oh yeah.
I did a home run derby a couple days ago and beat everybody and I was like, this is still boring.
Alright, how about this one? Three strikes and you're out. Four strikes and you're decapitated.
What? That's violent.
Gosh.
I feel like with this.
You would think about
it. With the things going on in this
really
world, Dex, I feel
it.
Like that was a little inappropriate.
Okay. That was a joke, guys.
No this jokes
is terrible.
On this show.
It's not
no
funny.
No jokes on this show.
All right.
Give me a back massage.
All right. Here you go, buddy.
Thanks.
We could shorten the average length of a game to 5 hours.
Yes.
Okay, I think if we shortened it to 5 hours,
they are not that
maybe
long.
Maybe I would tune in.
The games are not that
games
long.
Games are so long.
You guys are so dumb.
A couple more here. We're trying to come up with some ideas on how to make baseball a little more entertaining.
It's never gonna happen.
Go ahead, buddy. Go ahead.
We bring back steroids.
Oh my
You can't
God.
Do that, Mark.
Think
McGuire.
About it.
You
though. Need Mark to leave. McGuire, think about it. You need to leave I watched right when now. Mark hey. McGuire was playing. Yeah.
His arms were huge.
They were huge.
They were like tree trunks.
You can neither confirm nor deny
park.
That
it was like
he actually
out
took
of the park.
His arms were like tree trunks. You get, he was like walking
you
around.
You are terrible people.
All right.
Shout out to my boy Andy, who just texted me and said, the future is now.
Yeah.
Because he has a drone. Weirdo drone guy.
Okay.
At a random moment in each game, release a hungry bear
no.
into the outfield. That would make it... We could go back to the gladiator days. They did it with lions. There's a big bear
Dude.
Overpopulation of bears right now.
I don't
now.
Like you guys at all.
Okay.
All-Star Game's awesome!
And one more here. Once a game, instead of a baseball, the pitcher gets to throw a grenade.
Yep. That is... Again...
I feel like murder of any kind is frowned upon in society.
Walking on eggshells.
One grenade
man.
There. There you go.
Why can't it just be an egg then? Why can't it just...
A goose egg. I have a great idea. I have a great idea. To get baseball relevant. Because that's the problem
baseball
with baseball.
Baseball is relevant.
Not relevant anymore.
Oh, yeah?
It's close to being canceled.
Tell that to my children.
It's really close to being canceled.
Tell that to the future of America.
I will, and they will be like, yeah, you're right. This is how you make it relevant again. Okay, you get rid of the fields, you get rid of the players, you get rid of all the equipment, get rid of the coaches, get rid of all that. Then you make a nostalgic video game update called RBI Baseball Go.
Ooh.
You put it on your phone, you gather with your friends in a park,
oh.
and you virtually, you augmented reality play a baseball
no,
game.
No, that's okay.
It will be relative again. Baseball will become
Baseball's still
America's
relative.
Pastime once
Last
again.
Last night, Home Run Derby, Giancarlo Stanton, amazing.
What is
I loved
saying?
It. I actually watched the Home Run Derby. Oh. I feel like you guys would have watched Home Run Derby because it was timed. They changed it up a little bit. They made it timed.
It only lasts six Lame. Hours.
It was great.
Lame.
Side note, shout out to Yuvia.
What?
That's someone's daughter. Just chimed in. Said, will you give a shout out to my daughter, Yuvia?
Hi, Yuvia.
She's been a fan since Steve-O and the Old Man and is being baptized today.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations.
She's one of those hipsters who liked the show before it was cool.
But it was underground.
It was way underground.
All right, we have to take a break. Of course, it is the big six-month anniversary of the Morning Invasion, so we have the big review coming up. But also... We're going to talk.
See, we have four Pokeballs.
Pokemon Go.
That's right.
Takes them away from the video games at home and gets them out, exercising.
I love it.
Yesterday,
I love it.
I
fix baseball for you guys.
I haven't been in my neighborhood.
Oh, no. We got some comments on the live line about the baseball bit. There are some seriously solid and terrible ideas on how to make baseball better.
Good stuff.
Nobody's chimed in on the live line about baseball.
Oh, really?
One person said this bit is dumb, to which I replied, you are.
One person said flaming baseballs. Release WWE wrestlers onto the field to body slam people during actual grand slams.
Yes. Can you imagine Brock Lesnar running around trying to tackle people?
That would be amazing.
All right, we'll be right back. Hang on. Off the Suicide Squad soundtrack, 21 Pilots.
He that is. Movie is right around the corner.
It sure is. Hey, your voice.
Sorry. I'm sorry, guys. Man. I'm trying to... Listen, I lost my voice, and I'm trying to like, chill.
Maybe. You know what? I think I have an idea.
What?
Talk.
No, ow!
There you go.
See, I'll turn him up.
Perfect.
And then
ow!
He'll yes. talk quieter.
That's oh, my wonderful. Gosh, dude.
Keep it
no.
at a nine.
He just blew my eardrums.
See, look at him.
Good.
He's over there.
Listen.
Hey,
huh? Did you whisper something?
Oh, dude, it's like,
this is awesome.
Steve-O, that's how we feel.
All the time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just awesome.
I'm sorry, guys.
So fix that.
You can thank me.
YOLO.
Okay,
Dex,
what
where did
you
come
just
from?
Do?
I'm okay.
What? How did you get that on the mic?
There's our girl, Birga. Mm. She does the afternoons. She just brought you a no sugar added cherry pie.
Thank you, Mirga.
You lost me at no sugar added.
Yeah, it's, you know.
It's going to taste pretty plain. I love cherry pie, though, so we're going to have to try
it. We'll try it. We'll try it, beer guy.
She got us a cherry pie, and she got us a dairy whipped topping, which doesn't have dairy because she didn't want to kill me. Actually, that's a lie, beer guy. If you look in the ingredients to the dairy whipped topping, it says contains milk.
Thank you.
Like right away.
Beer guy.
Thank you.
So she failed.
Love it.
She failed, but...
There you go. It is our 6-month anniversary today for the Morning Invasion. Thank you so much, everybody, for being a part of it. Making it such a fun 6 months. It's the funnest I've had in radio in a very long time.
You can say ever. It's cool.
I don't know. Those Dilbert days were pretty fun.
Nope.
Yeah, that was you guys.
Oh boy, Dilbert days.
Honestly, just bullying a young child.
Yeah, that's true. That's really true, actually.
I know.
So...
But thank you. We're going to do a review coming up here around 8:30 of the 6 months. Mm. I made a list of things. We're going to have a review.
Oh, no.
You can chime in, Starmie. It'll be great.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk a little bit before we get into our next track about this game that's just taking over the world.
It ain't baseball.
Take it over. I got to tell you about my workout yesterday, guys.
Yeah, because I want to believe you.
So it's about 5 o'clock. My son Caleb says, Dad, let's go for a walk. Let's take Vader for a walk. And I said, do you know how hot it is outside, son? And do you know that if temperatures reach above 85, you shouldn't walk your dog, okay? Because their paws, you cook their paws. You can actually hear their paws sizzle. So you should wait until the sun goes down a little bit and the temperatures to drop.
Yeah, okay. Right.
This is what I heard yesterday from my bride.
Yeah.
Because she was mad that I took the dog for a walk.
You are a bad dog owner.
I took the dog for a walk yesterday, guys. It had nothing to do with the fact that I just wanted to catch Pokemon at the park.
What time did you take him?
It was like 3.
Steve-o, you can't do that.
He was
the
walking.
Sidewalks have been cooking all day.
Okay. But he was in the grass. He was in the shade. And he was
better
in the grass.
Have been in the grass.
Yeah, I'm not an idiot. Guys, I just play one on radio.
Anyways, so at around 6:30 last night,
yeah,
when temperatures dropped
to
like 97.
Nice, cool 98 degrees,
we walked to the park and I pulled out the Pokemon Go. That's right, I did, everybody. I pulled it out.
You did it.
Caleb and I, Invader, we were in search of Pokemons.
Yeah.
About 15 minutes later, no Pokemons have showed up until we got to the park.
You were terrible at this game.
We were at the park, Academy and Eubank, and I looked all around the park, and I saw people walking around like zombies.
Of course.
Trying to find Pokemons. I made 5 new friends.
Yeah.
No. Because of the game.
Yeah. No. That was me yesterday.
I had a guy come up to me and say, hey, man, you playing Pokemon Go? And I said, yes. And he said, right over there, man, is a Pokemon stop. And you can refill some balls. And I said, okay, I'm on it. What's your name? Chad. It's like, Chad, I'm Dex. Cool, man.
Nice to meet you.
Chad. Yeah, I walked away.
Yesterday, I took Brody to the park during... During baseball practice, because Luke's practicing for the state championship.
That's right.
And so it's right by Mariposa Park. Huge park.
Mariposa.
There's like 4 Pokestops in there. There were people driving in the parking lot with their phone like out the window. Like they weren't getting out. I'm like, come on, Jigglypuff, get out your car. What's wrong, girl?
Yeah.
What's wrong, girl?
Yep. I saw so many people that I pulled out my smartphone and I actually interviewed people there at the park.
Did you really?
I did.
Growlithe is near me. That's what that's called. And there's the Diglett here.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Got the
really...
Diglett over here.
Okay. I'm not going to lie. I wanted to Facebook Live yesterday when I was at the park because there were so many. I'm not exaggerating when I say there were like 30 people there. Walking around aimless with a phone.
How are you going to Facebook Live when you're
playing
the game?
That's exactly what I kept thinking. It was like, I should Facebook Live this because this is hilarious.
You need to take Chrissy's phone next time.
But I really want to just keep watching Brody because I let Brody hold the phone and he was running around and every time it vibrated, and then a Pokemon was near and he was like, oh! But then he didn't know what he was doing, so he's like shooting off Pokeballs and I'm like, stop! I actually spent money on the game yesterday, guys.
No, you didn't.
He wasted all the Pokeballs and then he started crying in the park because he couldn't catch a Pokemon. I'm like, well, if you knew how to throw a Pokeball,
bad parenting.
Gosh.
Yeah, you know, this person right here, they were talking about Jigglypuffs. I don't know.
And see, right now, some Pokemon just popped up. Right here we have a Jigglypuff.
Yeah, Jigglypuff.
There was a Jigglypuff in your park?
There was a Jigglypuff. I couldn't catch the Jigglypuff.
Gosh, I don't you know Jigglypuff.
But, you know, I ran into a mom, and she was she had some good advice because, you know, her son was a little overweight.
Takes him away from the video games at home and gets them out exercising. Yesterday, I went to places I haven't been in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
The kid weighed like 300 pounds.
No, stop it.
He's out doing things, and that's what's beautiful about this app.
I actually had a friend,
kids are getting out of the
friend
house.
From high school hit me up yesterday because when we were nerdy kids in high school, we totally played Pokemon. And he said he's not currently playing it because he's a grown up. Yeah, right, bro. I know you're playing it, Trent Grimes.
Oh, Trent.
I just called him out on the radio. I love it. He said, you know what? If this somehow lowers the obesity rate, then in turn lowers the cost of healthcare, I am all for
my
this.
My son Caleb, 14 years old, said the exact same thing. He said, Dad, think about it. Obesity is going to be gone in 2 years.
False.
All because of Pokemon Go.
That is a false media narrative sold to you by those that are actually in control of this world.
Well, can I just say that I just got a text from my bride that says, Brody just rolled his eyes and said, Daddy said I was crying.
Oh.
He wasn't crying. Okay, sorry, 3 year old. He wasn't crying. He was getting like whiny though, because he couldn't catch the
Brody,
Pokemon.
Brody, there's no need to cry, buddy.
He wasn't crying.
No need.
There weren't actual tears. I'm an exaggerator,
Brody,
on the radio. I apologize.
Brody, this is Matt.
My
3 year
old just called me out in real life.
I know you're not crying, man. Brody.
Speaking of calling people out, the APD actually issued a statement yesterday about Pokemon Go because we're not exaggerating this. When I say there were like 30 people at the park, there were probably more like 50 people at the park.
Yeah. See, we have 4 Pokeballs.
Yeah. On Monday, KRQE News 13 went to a few different parks just to see, including Kit Carson Park.
Kit Carson.
It's a Pokestop right here in our town. Last night, quote, went to UNM riding around my bike. I'd never seen that many people outside after 9:30 at night. This is from Aaron Vega. He doesn't play the game, but knows plenty of people who do. He said everyone was just staring at the phone, all in groups. Academy Hills yesterday, there were 20 people with their phones out. The parks close at 10 o'clock, with the exception of some skate parks and softball fields. People are trying to get them to stick to the trails because, sadly, over the weekend, Albuquerque Fire Department said large groups of people gathered outside 2 different fire stations across town.
Oh, my gosh.
There were spots for people to gain experience.
Mm-hmm.
Fire Department says they didn't mind if people gathered at the stations as long as they don't block the fire engines and rescues from getting to emergency calls.
Oh, man. Yeah, I feel like fire stations, they need to change that because you can't have them blocking emergency exits.
Well, I mean, you would think people are smarter than that because
you don't have to
stand in the driveway like an idiot. You can actually stand to the side. It's augmented reality.
Really?
It's like within
talking
a certain
about people playing Pokemon Go. They don't even know where they're at half the time.
That's right. Brody actually almost walked into a basketball court pole yesterday because he was just staring at the phone. I'm like, Brody.
Gosh.
That is real. That is real, Brody. Don't
I
you,
already got
don't
you
tell me it's not.
You got a Pikachu?
I already got Pikachu.
I got
I like Totos.
Pikachu was one of the first ones I got.
I like Totos.
APD released a statement saying, quote, we always encourage our citizens to be cognizant of their surroundings and to always use good judgment regardless of the activity they're undertaking. I got busted yesterday by our boss, Chip. Across the street from us is that caterpillar, you know, like, what are those things? Tractors?
Hey, Mr. Snake.
Like big
oh,
old...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whatever those things are. It happens to be a Pokemon trainer gym where you can go, like, set up Pokemon to fight and, like, beat other people up. And my boy Cody, pastor here at Calvary Albuquerque, was like, bro, you gotta go across the street, dog. There's a gym over there. Me and my boy Nate Heitzig, we got this gym, bro, and we got an open spot if you want to take it. So I'm like running across Osuna traffic.
Oh my gosh.
To get to this gym.
Did you see Nate over there?
He's
been
out
there all night.
And we are still currently the owners of said gym.
Good
and
grief.
See, okay. Right now,
okay.
Some
stop.
Pokemon.
Stop. It's
Team
New
Valor
Music
for
Tuesday.
The win.
Thank
Team
you,
Valor for
we
the win.
We
gotta quit
Thank
talking
you
about Pokemon.
Hey, you guys
but,
are just
hey,
bummed because
hey,
you're not living life.
Hey,
yes, that is
right
why
after
bummed.
New Music Tuesday. There's some crazy things that have popped up in the news about Pokemon Go just of last night. So we're going to talk about that.
Before tomorrow. We move on, I have to... The live line blew up with our Pokemon stories. Yeah. And someone from Wisconsin just chimed in on the live line and said, what? Steve-O exaggerates on the radio? No way, racist Chinaware, .. Okay, I have to say this because that afternoon... I got a text from my mother with a photo of said racist China.
See, you have four Pokeballs.
Yeah, yeah. So it was corroborated by my mom.
What you did just hear is Steve-O is proud of his racist China.
Wait, that came out wrong.
That is what everyone just heard.
Never mind.
This next song is from Aaron Gillespie. It's a cover of the old Bonnie Raitt single, I Can't Make You Love Me. We'll talk more about it when we come back.
585 Live or Facebook.com/Star88FM. New Music Tuesday with Aaron Gillespie. I Can't Make You Love.
That song is brutal.
Cover of Bonnie Raitt's.
Classic
1993.
Now, Aaron's got a new solo project coming out called Out of the Badlands, and he wanted to cover this song because he recently went through a divorce.
Man.
And he said this song was actually very therapeutic for him. Man, that's a really rough time. So be praying for that dude.
Yeah.
All the people involved, the family.
Speaking of rough times, shout out to Level 12 Volcana.
Oh, my God.
I literally just talked about how we had that gym on point across the street, me, Cody, and Nate.
Wow.
Volcana, Level 12, with her Arcanine, just beat all of us and kicked us out. One girl to rule them all.
Wow.
Oh, we'll see. We have four Pokeballs.
We will find you,
Our boy
Volcana.
Morgan just sent me a picture of the cover of the newspaper, the Albuquerque Journal. I want you guys to look. The top story, UNM crawling with Pokemon gamers.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And man. Morgan says, I blame Steve-O. Morgan, I do too. I blame both of these jokers right here. Yeah, you two dicks.
Me?
Yes. You just brag about taking
hooked.
Your kid out.
I was told that UNM is crawling with Pokestops.
Tao, here's the thing. I never got to finish. I never got to finish.
Okay, go ahead.
I was at the park interviewing Pokemon goers.
Mm-hmm.
I was sweating.
Oh my gosh.
I was walking all over that park. I think I walked probably 800 yards.
Okay.
And just drenched. And then I said, Caleb, we gotta go home. I can't breathe. I'm getting out of the house, man. It's getting me out of the house.
Chrissy was like dumbfounded when I told her that I actually took the dog for a walk yesterday.
Yeah, right.
Because her and Jack had been going and rocking it at Volcano Vista.
Mm-hmm.
And but I'm like, nah, pass. And then all of a sudden I'm like taking Brody to the park.
Exactly.
And I got the dog on a walk. And yeah.
Okay, now if you're one of those people out there that just thinks this is ridiculous, just hold on. Hold your horses for a second, okay? Let me throw down a few things for you. Maybe we can change your mind.
Okay.
If you're single out there, you're looking for that right person, apparently Pokemon Go is also a good way
Bad
to find
idea.
Dates.
No.
That is
there
a
are dozens of stories popping up on social media about people meeting while they're playing and other places on the internet. Now, I met 5 different people yesterday at the park.
Yeah. Do you have some good dates after that?
Well, okay, no, but stop. I mean, I met.
That's what
I hear
I'm
what
picking
you're
up.
Saying. No, no, no. I hear what you're saying, though, because normally everybody's just staring at their phones, and now everybody's still staring at their phones, but all of a sudden they're going, Pokemon Go?
Yeah,
yeah, man.
Exactly.
Okay, check it. Dude, when were you? Oh, man, when I was in junior high?
Yeah.
I talked to so many people yesterday because it's not just like kids.
Yeah.
There are grown-ups. I saw this medical van pull up to Mariposa Park yesterday, and this dude in his 30s jump out and just pull out the phone immediately and start walking around.
Guys,
and
if you have a job, you need to be careful because people have gotten fired as well. My son Caleb was telling me he read a story about a guy. Professional, had a great job, had a career, had a family and kids. Guess what? He got fired because his boss found out that he was driving around looking for Pokemon, and he got fired.
Tao, turn off Steve-O's mic. Great drama in a moment was ruined by the Pokemon commentary.
Yeah, whatever.
Agreement.
But there's nothing I can do because I'm not the host of the show. I'm not the captain.
Not
of this
everybody
show.
Was super stoked on that song, though. It kind of got mixed
hey.
There this
hey.
Last time.
Huh?
Hey. What? Hey. What?
I don't think you can call it mixed.
Hey. Just saying. Sorry. We're still talking Pokemon Go.
We're
My
talking
bad.
Pokemon.
I was ruining
man.
Your moment. Sorry.
You know, I'm writing this down in the review.
I bet those people are millennials from the live line.
Gosh, will you itch like right there?
Because gotcha.
It's itching. Called scratch. No. You said it wrong. No. You have an
just
itch
giving him a little
that
there.
You need to
right
scratch.
There, right there.
I hate that.
Getting that itch.
You are
right
incorrectly
there.
Using the word itch. You don't itch that. You scratch
no,
your
you,
itch.
You itch it.
Hey, man, will you itch this? No! It is itchy.
Steve-O,
you need it to be scratched.
Steve-O, irregardless,
ow.
I feel like this is important.
Irregardless is not a
keep
word either.
Keep the volume up, because then your voice... We'll go down.
You know what else is pretty ironical
okay,
about
that's
it?
True.
Is that itching.
Oh, man.
is an action.
Ironical's not a word either.
It's a verb.
Actually, it kind of is.
No, it's
it
not.
Was,
just because you
in...
say it doesn't make it a word.
Do you know where it came from?
No. The garbage.
No, because...
Not the dictionary.
it's a real word in correct context.
Let me hear.
Guys.
It is a line in Good Will Hunting.
Guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Guys.
Robin Williams.
Hey.
I was being ironic.
Hey. Back to Pokemon.
Fine.
Okay.
We need to finish this before we hit our next break. Okay, here's a few other things. Pokemon Go already has more active users every day than some major apps, including Tinder, Snapchat, and Instagram. It's about to pass Twitter. Right now, guys?
It's about to pass Twitter!
Pokemon Go's success has added $7.5 billion to Nintendo's market value in just 2 days.
Billion!
$7.5 billion! That's a billion!
Most of that coming from Nate Heitz.
With a B!
I'm sure.
Now, here's another thing.
Oh, man.
Turns out when you install Pokemon Go, you give it full access to your Google account, including all your emails and documents.
This is real.
You can turn that off by going to security.google.com and clicking connected apps and sites. So you can turn that off. But you're given access to the Googler. Be careful.
But is that, I mean, okay, Chrissy told me about that last night because I'm using my Google for this Pokemon game thing. Is it really a big deal?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, because I've already had my people in the government tell me they're following you.
But I don't care.
No.
Like, I don't care.
You should care.
I don't have any money in my bank account for anybody to steal.
Do you wonder
like,
why?
I don't care.
You ever wonder why you don't have any money in your bank
account? Wait, are they taking it all?
No, they're just duping you with opportunities.
Oh, no.
338-3700, thanks for calling.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
It's Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Bill.
Okay, it's just Bill. Hey, listen. So you guys know the history of the game, right?
Bill Peterson, everyone.
So let me see if
you.
I get this right, okay? Before you say it, let me see. It was an April Fool's Day prank back in 2014.
This is actually true. It was 2012. Dating back to 2012.
2012?
Yeah.
Is that what you were going to say?
No, that's not what he was going to say because his part of the story is real. But you're both right. What happened was in 2012, I think it was IGN, a popular video game site. They always do great April Fool's jokes. And they did this video for this Pokemon Everywhere game.
Yeah.
That was augmented reality.
Mm-hmm.
That was like catching them in real life and becoming a real Pokemon
right
trainer. And people lost their minds and thought it was great. Now, in the meantime, there was an actual company called Ingress, right? Ingress?
Niantic is the parent company.
Niantic is the parent company. And they had a game called Ingress.
Right. Came out about four years ago.
Okay. That Bill played that he tried desperately to get me to play in it.
All right. Go ahead.
Tell him about it.
Okay, so when you go to a Pokestop and you see a little picture of whatever that Pokestop is, that was created in the game Ingress. It was all those pictures were taken by people who played Ingress.
Mm.
The map that you see is all the Pokestops and the gyms are the exact same portals that are used in the game Ingress. So when in Ingress they're called portals. And multiple groups of them are called farms.
Oh,
and so you guys
gosh.
Need to know where the farms are.
Yeah.
There are some awesome farms all over town. You go to Old Town, you go downtown, you go to Cabazon Road.
Did he say Ultron?
Yeah, Old Town.
Oh.
Yeah. No, he's not wrong.
Old Town is insane. Think about where you'll find art, where you'll find post offices.
Yep.
Dex hit me right here.
That's true.
Here in the face.
He's right.
Just
libraries, things like that.
Over and over.
They don't have schools. Schools are not included.
And that's a good thing, because that was one of the safety concerns immediately about this game, is you have young gamers running around town to these random locations, and it, you know, predators could easily go, hey, I'm going to do... So they do not have schools, period, the end, within any of the games. But you're right, because we've had so many people go, how do they have a picture of the Blakes on golf course? How do they have a picture of... Yeah.
So, in fact, there's portals that I submitted that are actually exist out there.
Wow.
But you don't get credit for it anymore. But the funny thing about the issues that everybody's raising with Pokemon right now, I lived through all that with Ingress for the last 2-3 years.
Proud of you, Bill.
What I'm saying is all the other gamers who play that game, you know, those questions are all brought up. And we've all survived so far.
You've all survived. You're
going to survive the Pokemon apocalypse.
Apocalypse would have been more appropriate.
That's the best one.
If you guys want to know where some great farms are, I'll let you know.
Okay.
One of the best, though, is the Veterans Memorial down at Gibson in Louisiana.
Okay.
There's
43 of them all within a little tiny corner area.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Bill.
That was the man.
Love you, Bill.
Love you, man.
Bye.
Pokemon Go, just taking over the world now here at the Morning Invasion. Guys, we know how important it is to be safe when you're playing a game like Pokemon Go. Maybe, just maybe, you need another app to go along with this Pokemon Go, and I think I might have the solution.
It's the mobile game that's taking the country by storm. Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go.
Everyone loves playing it, talking about it, and posting about it. And now, a new game that just might take off in the same way. It's called Put Down the Phone and Talk to Another Living Human Being.
That's right.
And
really
do
wordy.
Something productive. It's amazing. Laundry gets done. Meals get prepared. Kids get bathed. And the house gets clean.
Isn't that why you got married?
All as if by magic. Oh. Incredible.
Solid point.
Plus, as an added bonus, this game won't suck the life out of your smartphone battery. And it's absolutely free. Just like you'll be. Once you put down the phone, talk to another living human being, and do something productive.
Overrated.
Not available in the App Store.
Man, that voice sounds great.
I mean, I don't know.
That sounds familiar.
That's great.
That's right, guys. Put it down.
Pokemon Go is absolutely free.
No.
Unless you run out of Pokeballs and you have to buy new ones.
Thank you.
Your kid is three and doesn't know how to properly shoot a Pokeball.
All right, when we come back, thank you. Thank you, Starmie. We're gonna stop the Pokemon talk because we have a six-month review coming up.
Oh, no.
It's our six-month anniversary. This is your chance, Starmie, to text in on the live line, 585-LIVE. You can call us at 338-3700. Give us a review of the 6 months. Maybe it was a bad moment. Maybe it was a great moment. What would you like to see for the next 6 months? Whatever. You give us a review. I have my own review. Teo has his.
Teo.
Steve-O has his. New Music Tuesday also continues when we come back. Hang out.
Takes them away from the video games at home and gets them out exercising.
Yesterday, I went to places I haven't been in my neighborhood.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Oh my God, look at that!
Taylor Swift tops Forbes' annual list of the 100 highest-paid celebrities with a whopping paycheck of $170 million.
An NBA star is dunking his career. Tim Duncan, retiring after 19 seasons, all of them in San Antonio.
Donald Trump is calling himself a law and order candidate. At a rally in Virginia, the GOP presidential candidate said it's time for all hostilities against the nation's officers to end.
America's police and law enforcement personnel are what separates civilization from total chaos.
We now know who the new British Prime
Prime Minister will be Home Secretary Theresa May, following the pullout of lawmaker Andrea Leadsom.
The world's largest mixed martial arts franchise, Ultimate Fighting Championship, has just been acquired for about $4 billion.
The world's top four golfers will all be missing as golf returns to the Olympics this summer. World number three, Jordan Spieth, the latest to announce he won't go to Rio, citing health reasons.
Two inmates, one a Yemeni and another a Tajik national, have been sent to Serbia, the first time that country's accepted a Guantanamo detainee.
Hi, guys.
8:42.
Hi to Dave 99.
Out of the road, it's Teo.
It's Teo, please. Get it right. Pay the price. I'm not seeing any accidents showing up on my map.
Catch you with the drone. Traffic. Booty pop. New Music Tuesday continues here a little bit. 9 a.m. Quality Tam Tuesday kicks off. Tam will join us.
Dude, we need to just jump right into that Tadashi.
You know what? You're right. Let's do it.
Let's jump into
there. It's a pretty good one.
Because I know we got to celebrate 6 months.
Yep, we got our 6 month review.
Oh, man. 6 months of the Morning Invasion. Sorry, guys.
All right. Tell us about Tadashi.
This is the latest single from Tadashi. It's called I'm Good. You need to tell us if you think it's good. Facebook.com/star88FM.
I like that song. New Music Tuesday, Star 88. What do you think, Starmy? 585 Live, you can text us. Facebook.com/star88FM.
A lot of people digging that song. We actually just got a text on the live line, however, that says this one is not so good.
Ooh.
I'm good. I like it.
I think it's a good summertime jam.
Mm-hmm. Summertime?
Summertime jam.
Down.
Bow, bang.
Down.
Bow, bang.
We got more people chiming in on the 6 month anniversary than the song, yo.
All right, good. And anything else on the song before we move on? Anything else?
No.
So, guys, today.
Yeah. Today.
July 12th. We kicked off the Morning Invasion on January 12th. It has been
7 years.
6 months. Should have known better to cheat and waste the chance. 6 months we've been doing this thing. Today is the 6 month anniversary of the show.
What have I done with my life?
It's good stuff.
Now, every 6 months, you got to take a step back. You have to check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Wreck yourself. Wrecks and effects.
We have a review. Oh. You, Starmy, have a review on the show.
Okay.
We want to hear about it. You can text the show at 585 Live. You can call us if you'd like, 338-3700.
Give us a call.
We have a few on the live line already.
Just a few things to throw out there just to help you. You know, maybe what's your favorite moment? What maybe you don't like about the show you'd like to see different? You know, hey, I got thick skin. I've been doing this a long time. You can just go for it, man.
Yeah.
You can just say what you need to say about the show.
Say what you need to say.
This is the 6 month review. Sometimes we have to take a step back and see if maybe we need to tweak a few things. Maybe someone needs to leave the show. I don't know.
Starting with Tuesdays, actually. Somebody on the live line said, the last 6 months have been pretty awesome.
Yeah. Mm.
High point, great interviews. Keep them coming. Low point, Dilbert.
Oh, that's not true.
New Music Tuesdays.
Dilbert is not
they're cool,
a good
but
comedian.
We get way less of you guys.
I get a lot of that, guys. I do.
Yeah, you don't like the music?
I actually like New Music Tuesdays because it kind of gives us a little bit of a break.
A reprieve, if you will.
But that's for us. But a lot of people that listen to the show, I think, if they don't listen because of the music, you know?
I allowed to, like, get Aflac over my voice at some point? Like, when my vocal cords actually go?
Workman's comp.
Man. I've never had this issue before, but no joke, I'm losing my voice, and I think it's because we talk.
I'm
for
losing my
4 hours a day.
Well, you yell.
Yeah. Some of us talk.
I mean, why do you keep turning the knob down?
Some of us talk and one of us yells.
Would you rather lose your voice or your hearing?
Or your job?
They also said Thursdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays, theology, shock therapy.
A lot of people.
They were invaluable.
A lot of people missed those shows.
Benefited from them greatly.
The good news about those shows is that they're archived. You can go back and listen to every single one of them.
Because you guys pretty much covered everything, right?
Yeah.
I mean, everything.
Liveline blowing up, man. Last 6 months have been awesome.
Thank you.
Morning Invasion, I think, has been the best change for 88.3 and Calvary. I drive for my job and look forward to listening to you guys every single morning, LOL, even though sometimes you make my stomach hurt real bad from laughing so hard.
Aww.
Keep up the good work. I'm sure God is smiling down on you guys for the work that you're doing. Plus, I'm sure you make him laugh with some of your fellows. P.S., can you please bring back Theology Thursday?
Man, thank you so much.
6 month review from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
North Carolina checking in.
What? Steve-O sharing a news article about the retiring teacher giving an explicit inner city math test index using up all of the delay to silence it.
I like this email.
I do remember that one.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Dex grow his hair over the next 6 months.
Oh.
You guys saw me when I first started here, right before, I hadn't had so much hair. I hadn't shaved my head.
You had a beautiful mane.
You could definitely see the thinning of my widow's peak. It was a little embarrassing.
This is what's important. Somebody says, never ever considered a spiritual station before, but you guys changed my outlook on radio.
Wow.
Boom. That's the important stuff.
So far, the reviews are good. Now, be honest, Starmie, if there's something else
out there. Here's something missing.
Oh, okay.
Cheater's Hotel. I understand why you can't, but still. I don't understand why we can't. I mean, why not?
We've talked about it, and there might be something in the works, okay?
Yeah.
There might be.
We're working.
Don't want to get your hopes up too much, but there might be something in the works for Cheaters Hotel.
We're working hard, guys.
No, there's not.
What? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, I think you guys are doing a really great job, man.
Thank
you guys have done good. I commute from Albuquerque to Santa Fe every day.
Oh,
all
dang.
I all the way, man. So an hour with you guys 5 days a week. It's awesome, man. And your YouTube channel, stand by for awesome.
What are you talking about? That's
what good
is
stuff,
that? Man. Turn that off.
Thank you
so much,
thank
man.
Thank you very much.
That means so much. We appreciate you listening, man. We're always here for you.
All right. Keep it up, guys.
All right. Liveline, somebody said favorite moment was the astronaut interview. In quotations, the first one.
Yes.
It was out of this world.
Yes. Thank you, Joey.
Yeah. Okay, are you ready?
Ready.
No. I think you three are awesome. Only one thing is lacking. Wait for it. ...
Money.
You need to add me. I'm funny. I can be sad too. I'm nice, but I can be nasty for radio. I love music.
Nope.
I'm a music almanac, actually, but we'll always stand by you two being the greatest. Love you guys. Cheers, Jory.
Oh.
Nope.
Maybe we give Jory a minute interview here. And hey, I'm going to write down his
phone
number.
You know
what, Jory? Call him right now.
No, you just call us. If you want to be on the show,
I got his number right here.
Let's call him.
They're not going to pick up.
We'll see. Next. Love it all. Maybe you need a Mommy Monday, though.
Oh,
Mommy
Monday?
You know, just an hour. Just an hour on Mondays where you bring in your favorite stay-at-home mom named Becca.
Didn't
so
even
she can
have to read it.
No. Relate to and pump up the huge mommy
Go
following.
Back to bed.
Just
be
putting
quiet.
That right there, Becca. Becca, I'm writing that on the list as
just
well.
Just going to pick that up from where you
mommy
put it and give it back
Mondays.
To you and say, keep
you,
it.
You know what? You have to bring your husband in. If
yeah, Adam actually is.
Let's
yeah.
have Adam.
He's
maybe,
my favorite.
Maybe we'll bring in Becca for Mommy Mondays, and then Adam can do Theology Thursday.
Let's nix the first part of it and bring in Adam.
Yeah. Adam is one of my favorite people they call in.
Somebody else says, hey, New Music Tuesday rules. It gives us listeners an opportunity to have a voice on the playlist. Keep up the good job.
All right.
You failed at not getting my hopes up by saying that about Cheaters Hotel. How about Netflix Cheaters Hotel?
Yes,
somebody just
we've
said.
Talked about that.
We have talked about that, which I love. 88.3, love the Morning Invasion. Last week, didn't hear you guys for two mornings. Got to catch the podcast.
Terrible.
I said to my grandkids.
What?
I haven't heard my guys in 2 days. One
well,
says,
do it
who are your guys? And the other said, what? Steve Oteo and Dex.
My boys.
I love every second
That's
of that.
That's wonderful. We just got another email that says, Teo is my favorite. He is better than the rest.
No, I think
he will
he
always be the best.
He is making
where,
all of that
where
up.
Is his Nope. Where is his raise?
I am looking at the emails that
give
is not
him a raise.
In there.
Nah, it's right there.
Hey,
it
here's
out.
Another suggestion. Can you interview fictional characters? Oh, man.
Yes.
I'm writing all of these
I interviewed
down.
Orbit the other day at Freedom
That's
Celebration.
True. That is very true,
very
except he's not fictional.
Person.
He's very real. He was actually there with us. Las Cruces, of course, chiming in and saying, my favorite moment was coming down to Las Cruces and broadcasting live.
Oh, yeah.
Loved
I forgot
that.
About that. That was such a good time.
It was a great time. Loved
stretching.
It.
Yeah.
How about this? Totally amazing show. For the first time in history of my family, we found something we all enjoy.
Well, we're going to ruin that
wow.
real soon.
Still love the idea of you guys getting your wives to run the show for one day, though. Still waiting for that one.
Write that one down.
Poor decision making.
Thoroughly entertained the past 6 months. You guys make a good team. One of my favorite moments was hearing your wives tell your engagement stories. But please, please, please bring back Comics Corner.
No.
Hey, we did. It's just not for an hour.
There are other resources at your disposal if you want Comics Corner. There's a phone call. It might be Jory.
Is this Jory?
No.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Good morning.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Hey. Hey, you know, I was just letting you guys know I like the music you play, and I like Chris' music, but I feel like you guys don't play enough, like Thousand Foot Crutch, Red. I don't know if you guys play August Burns Red, but like Demon Hunter. Maybe stuff like that would attract more people. I don't know.
All right. We're going to write that one down.
Yeah.
Steve-O, writing it down.
Sure.
Thank you so much, man.
Let me put that over here in the file cabinet.
Later.
Later, man. So we're doing a six-month review.
Yeah, we are.
Every 6 months, you should evaluate yourselves. You should evaluate the show. Tell us what it is that you love about the show. Maybe there's something you don't like. Tell us about it. I would like to find out what our goals are for the next 6 months.
I hate
by
that
the
you're
end,
so goal-oriented.
By the
I don't
end of
think
this
about
year,
my life like that. I just
we need
do
to set some goals because
think about the
hey
repercussions.
Guys, we've had a pretty good 6 months. We've interviewed a lot of celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a lot of great things for the community.
We have. We Ooh. Purchased a hospital and opened it and made it free.
Thank you, Brad and Angie.
Yeah, thank you guys
mm-hmm.
so much. Oh, I want to read a couple more emails over here. This one, Teo okay. is the best.
That's real. I just...
Here's another one. Teo is my favorite. Steve-O has become kind of mean, and I feel bad for Dex. You rock, Teo. Thanks. Love the criticism. All the support from me.
All right, we got to take a break. Keep the reviews coming. Teo?
Sir.
Steve-O?
Yeah.
We need to hear from you. You guys have to give your review as well.
I give us a...
Nope, hold on.
Oh.
We'll tell you what our review of the show is when we come back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
And we're back!
Before we get started, I just have to ask, how many of you are here to see this show, and how many of you were lured here by a Pokemon character? I'm Ginger Star. I'm worth 200 points. Yeah, listen to this. According to the police, robbers have been ambushing people playing Pokemon Go by luring them to remote locations. Yes. The item most commonly reported stolen is any chance at a real adulthood. I'm sorry.
But...
God. What is happening?
I'm a Pokemon, and I live on the street. You wanna come get me, but we never will meet. Because I'm sneaky, and furry, and really, really cool. You might think I'm at your church, but I'm really in your school. I'll never quit. I'm gonna follow you at night. You think that you're wrong, but I'm the one that's right. Cause I'm a Pokemon, and I never will stop. Hey, look out for that guy, cause he's really a cop. You're arrested.
Wow.
That escalated quickly.
Wow.
That's good stuff right there.
And that's what happens when you go after these Pokemon.
Six,
you wind up walking on private property, and then they call the police, and you're in jail. And there are no Pokemon in jail.
Oh. Good morning, 904.
High today of 99 degrees.
Traffic.
Let me see. Let me look. No, nothing. That's your look at traffic. Pokemon.
We're doing our 6 month review.
Yeah. We've been doing the Morning Invasion for six months, guys.
That's pretty fantastic. We started this thing on January 12th. And when we first started this, well, when I first came on board, there definitely were a few of you out there in the Starmy that
hated you.
Weren't a big fan of the old Dex.
Yeah, speaking of, we had a bunch of Edge Army listeners chiming in this morning as well, which is cool.
Good.
We got one on the live line just now saying, I listen to Buck and Dex every morning in high school, go Bears. Mm. And even MySpace Dex for advice concerning a Bible verse tattoo.
Wow.
MySpace. I was considering getting, didn't want to upset my parents at the time. Dex gave me some great spiritual advice. 8 years later, I'm a cop in Las Cruces and listening to Brother Dex again.
Thanks for
making my mornings enjoyable. God bless.
You gotta be kidding me. How old am I?
Oh.
How old am I? Oh. How long have I been doing this thing? Gosh, man, that's very cool. Thank you for sharing that. We're doing reviews. You're welcome to call 338-3700. Give your review of the last 6 months. It could be good. It could be bad. Be honest, man.
Yeah.
We want to be the best morning show we possibly can be. That's always been my goal. I want to have the greatest morning show in the universe. I mean, I want to have ultimate power of radio.
Ultimate
over
power.
Everything in the universe.
That's what I have.
Crazy.
I got it from some genie I found.
You really did.
Lamp.
Somebody just said, best moment in the show? Teo's Pokemon song. Somebody else said, Teo, drop the mic. Drop it.
No.
We just got somebody in Tucson. How about helping people out? Love, love, love the show. Thanks for making me laugh every morning. I just wish I could turn on the radio here in Tucson and listen all day. The app is killing my data. Keep up the awesome. You know what you can do, Tucson? I know you'll be a day behind, and that's crazy, but you can download the podcast. And then just
not
stream
even really
it in
a
its
day
entirety.
Behind, because
maybe
it's uploaded right after the show.
I know, I'm just saying.
Maybe what you should do is break a hip and then get a hip replacement with a Wi-Fi hotspot.
That's not at all okay.
It's a good idea.
We actually got an email. You can email us studio@star88.fm. Brandy says, good morning, gents. I've been listening for many years through a couple of station name changes. I used to live in Farmington. Now I live in California. I've always had to listen online or stream. No other station compares. I can't do the normal Christian station because I'm not a prude and I've grown such that secular stations no longer entertain me. Mm. I didn't like Dex at first because I'm resistant to change, but he has grown on me.
I love
the realness of the program and the interaction with current events. Love New Music Tuesdays, but miss more rock and music. I like the AGT reviews.
Thank you.
Every time I see a buffalo, Dex's YouTube song plays. I really love the variety, even if it's ADHD inspired. Keep doing what you're doing. Oh, thanks for sharing your Little League baseball story yesterday, Steve-O. I have a 12-year-old daughter playing fast pitch softball, so I can relate. That last game sounded amazing.
No, it did.
Thank you, Brandy, listening
amazing,
in California.
Brandy. If I could review that email real quick,
okay.
If you could just make it shorter next time.
I just don't think
that's a good critique.
Appreciate that.
Don't think that's possible.
But other than that, it was great.
Okay, real life. We always joke around and get crazy, but.
Down a stone.
Teo.
Yep.
Do you have any favorite moments of the Morning Invasion in real life, like for real?
I genuinely have a favorite moment every single day.
I know, right?
That's what's really cool about it.
Yeah.
It's always when we're done.
It's always when we're done.
I get to go home. Every single day I get a new favorite
I moment. Hate you. I thought for like just half a second.
I'm being completely honest.
I was pumped because I thought
I'm
he really
pumped.
Was.
I know!
I just pumped myself up because I remember that's soon. Like, new favorite moment is going to happen in a couple hours.
338-3700. Thanks for holding. Good morning.
What up, dudes?
Hey, Hurricane Shane!
Dude, I have seen you guys through so many changes on this station and just watched Dex and, you know, the Buck and Dex show and all that and all those changes and watch Teo come into radio. I mean, when he wasn't even really a radio personality and just to watch him grow and take that on and just be super successful at it, man. I gotta say, I mean, this show's been there for me through tons of different changes and as well as a couple of you guys, dude, on and off the court, you know, just being friends and supportive. But man, I think that this show now is so special and the chemistry that y'all have is, dude, it's just undeniable. I mean, this is the best radio program on the air.
You
guys are amazing. So keep up the good work, man.
You're a pretty
love
good dude as well.
Thank you, Hurricane Shane.
Thanks, guys.
Hurricane Shane.
Bye.
Later.
That's awesome. We're doing our six-month review. You guys feel free, 585-LIVE. You can text us. You can call us at 338-3700. We love hearing about your favorite moments from the past 6 months. Maybe there's some things you'd like us to change, bring back, do more of, and we're going to talk goals here in a second. But okay. Just keep them coming.
I have a goal.
What's that?
I want to own my own private island.
Oh, man. Sadly, that became a reality when DJ Bossman Dan hit us up with a website that we can actually buy an island. We are currently looking for people to go fund our island.
Mm. Guys, my least favorite segment is about to happen.
Her name is Tamula.
What's up?
I can't accept that.
Wow. Today is our 6 month anniversary of the Morning Invasion. Months.
Would you like me to leave? Is that what you're asking?
No.
Yes.
No.
Amen. Gosh.
Okay. So
here's the merrier.
Thank you for realizing.
Here's
it
what we need.
Not making it.
Here's
awkward.
What we need for you to do.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
We need you to think. Don't say it right now.
Okay.
Because we have to jump into New Music Tuesday.
Great.
But during New Music Tuesday, think about your greatest moments from the past 6 months.
Okay.
Think about things that you would like us to change. Maybe you don't like about the show. It's our six-month review.
Okay.
Tamula.
It's
and
great.
That brings us to New Music Tuesday.
Right when we get, like, epic.
Oh. Save them, man. All we'll right, come well. Back to it. We all got right. time.
Man.
I'm reading that. It's very serious.
It is. I'm going to take the serious role this morning, gents.
Gents.
Sir?
Gents.
Tell us about the afters.
Barnum? What'd you say?
The afters! The band we're about to play.
Hang on.
Battles.
This is a new single from the Afters. It's called Battles. Battles.
Beatles.
Tell us what you think about it on our Facebook.
Barnum.
Ah, guys, this song was so cute.
The Afters. New Music Tuesday. What do you think, Starmy? You like it? You like it.
I think it's a pretty good song.
Everybody is talking about this show and not the song.
Well, you know, if you have a chance, go to facebook.com/star88fm. Let us know what you think of the Afters.
I got to tell you, Starmy, I've been writing down suggestions, so they're not falling on deaf ears. As the program director, I am telling you, there's some things that will definitely be implemented to the Morning Invasion thanks to your awesome, awesome contributions.
Good morning, Starmy. 9:15.
High today of 99 degrees. For instance, traffic.
Oh. Yeah, let's check it out.
That's what I was going to say, traffic. It's my favorite part of the show.
Lots of road construction, all that stuff happening. No accidents or incidents, so that's a look at traffic.
Traffic.
Thank you.
In studio, Tammy.
Whoa.
Okay, that was a little late.
I was waiting for Steve to start talking, and I was going to cut him off, but it didn't.
Much behind.
So it's the timing like he wanted
Quality
to talk.
Quality Sam Tuesday,
he
she's in studio.
Talk, but
good
then he
morning.
Just talks all the time, and he just like,
which, by the
talks.
Way, on the live line, somebody literally just said, love Quality Tam Tuesday.
Boo.
That's adorable.
You
thank
stop
you.
Stop it.
Quality Tam Tuesday.
Mm.
Okay, Tam, you've had a little bit of time to think about it. We're
yeah,
doing
tons
our 6 month
time.
No, we don't
review.
Want her suggestions. We want from the Starmy. They said, seriously,
Steve-o.
The best thing about the Morning Invasion is the humor. So funny.
This is going in my 6 month review.
Thank
oh,
you.
Oh,
even
this
better.
This is going in my 6 month review.
Even better when there's an event that takes place
you
in real life. You're not afraid.
How did he do that?
Hey, Maddie.
My mic.
Listen.
So much better.
Writing it down right now. I'll get to my review in just a second.
Okay.
You're in big trouble, Steve.
Okay.
Big trouble.
Sorry.
Tam.
Yes, sir.
Your review.
Oh, gosh. I didn't know what was going to happen.
You
flipped that mic around and just, there it was. I mean, that's a lot. In a little quick question, but I haven't really had much time to think about it.
You don't have
it.
A favorite moment that just pops out at you instantaneously?
I think I truly, I've really enjoyed you coming on staff, Dex. That's been a really big addition to this group.
Are you saying because he's chubby? Because he's literally the biggest addition?
I do.
Because he is. Oh, my gosh.
Dex,
he is eating whipped topping straight from the can.
I'm an
emotional leader.
Yes.
Cream.
He's an emotional leader, and you're talking about his size. Stop talking
those
about
his
weight.
Feelings.
Here's
he's eating them currently.
I've enjoyed having Dex on the show. It's been really great. You're such a wonderful addition, even though I'm only here once a week. Obviously.
God.
I've had a lot of feedback when I get to fill in with the guys. Those have been really beautiful moments.
Yeah.
With Steve-O and Tam, and then also Tam Teo in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Had a lot of fun with that. That's been a huge blast for me.
Man, we are almost out of show.
I think what I love most is mainly how the listeners out there have truly been wings and protected me from you evildoers.
You're right.
That's quite true.
They're very protective.
I remember at Easter, I think one of my most favorite moments was just thinking, you know, maybe these guys are right. Maybe I'm just need to get kicked out of here. And
amen.
Maybe there's nothing really important and wonderful about quality tempting.
Let me tell you that. That is the best thought you've ever had.
Thank you. And then we get to Easter. And Easter, I don't know which one of you, I never heard this, so I don't know if this is true, but you guys told me this. You probably said it to make me feel better.
Probably.
And you were like, hey, how many of you listen to Quality TM Tuesday? Turns out, I guess or how many of you like Quality TM Tuesday or something like that?
Place erupted.
Turns out they like me more than you
started
do.
You know, so that's true.
Started throwing articles of clothing on stage just at the mention of your name.
I really want to read a message from Quality TM the other day during the Freedom Celebration.
Oh, okay.
When we were talking on stage and then got a message and it says, hey, what about a shout out
to Quality Tam?
To Quality Tam Tuesday. And it went blissfully ignored. I was so happy.
Mainly
we ignored
because he didn't have his phone on stage.
Oh no, I looked at it. I went,
did you see it?
Oh, man.
Ignore.
I was confused because they had mentioned
so many
going
other things
up there, but it was so busy.
So before we get to the live line, is there anything that you want different? Is there anything we can do better for you?
On a serious note,
oh gosh,
I actually, what I would say would to do different, a little bit different. It went over very well when we talked about serious topics.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got a lot of really good feedback out, both outside of the studio and then, you know, just whoever, I don't know, or text messages or whatever. I don't know what you guys got, but I find that people actually, they care about topical issues.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it turned out a lot better than I thought. So we could always try it to have like a serious combo.
Tam, you have great wisdom.
Here you go.
Up in here, but I get nervous.
Speaking of serious, enough with her
okay, back
assessment
to you.
Gosh. Okay.
Loved
live
it,
line.
Just
wah.
Loved it.
Wah.
Years ago, I separated from my husband. I had no one to turn to, and as an edge listener, I reached out to Dex. He wrote me a lengthy email encouraging me to hang on and to trust in God. I never gave up, and my husband and I have since reconciled.
Shut up.
I am forever thankful that Dex cared enough to respond.
See what I'm talking about?
Gosh.
Serious topics.
God,
that's my
so
point.
Good. That was real.
That's my point.
That was real.
God is so good.
That was a real one from the live line.
We need more of those moments, guys.
Stop it, Tam. How about this? Love the show. Was excited when Dex came over because I had a reason to listen to the radio again. Sometimes the show can be a little slow, but it always picks up again. I also love the reactions I get when I text in something you disagree with. Maybe because somebody else said that is their favorite. Absolutely their favorite is slow motion theater. Seriously, best thing about Morning Invasion? Humor. Even better, when an event takes place and you're not afraid to be real and face human pain straight on.
Mm.
I will say, in real life, my favorite part is getting to wake up because... wake up. Wake up in the morning realizing that I'm about to go spend 4 hours locked in a room with my best friends in the world.
Aww.
Like, whether it's...
Except for Tuesdays.
Amen.
Is this real
getting to,
life?
It's, you know, not everybody loves their job. I love coming to work.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I've been doing radio for 13 years, and this is by far my favorite I've ever done because I love the blend because we act like idiots most of the time. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's cool to get an overwhelming response so far of people saying, not just the humor, but the times when they've faced something and we've been able to share scripture or something and just know that the Holy Spirit is using our idiocies to, like, draw people to Jesus rocks my world.
Right.
Foolish things, bro. He's using the foolish things, and we are definitely foolish things.
Love that, Steve-O.
So,
thank you so much for calling us. 338-3700. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I came over from the edge because came over, and the only thing that gets me is when you guys do your news stories in the morning, I have to go and I have to go and Google all those news stories to try to figure out what's going on with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only complaint. Because like, on the Edge, you used to do that where you give little tidbits of, okay, this is going on in the news and all this other stuff. All the different news, little clippings that you do.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wish you guys would talk about some of those things a little more.
Okay.
Now,
I see what you're saying.
I agree.
Yeah, so from in the 60-second montage of news, you want us to talk about those things?
That's good.
Certain stories, because there's some things, it's like, you hear a certain thing about it, and it's like, then you expect to hear more of it, and then you don't hear anything. It's like, sounds like that would have been an interesting story,
I like that.
And then sometimes I turn out, I have XM radio, and sometimes, nothing against you, Tam, you're kind of cool girl and stuff, but I usually go to XM radio when you come on.
But why?
He's a dude.
Tam, I'm pretty sure she's a cool girl.
He's a dude.
I like her and stuff, but.
What a
dude.
You just can't trust her because
she's a woman. I get it.
What a dude. You are such a dude.
So, kind caller, I totally hear what you're saying, because those 60-second or those little clips are like, they're teasers. And then you're kind of just, and then you're like, well, wait, what? And then there's nothing left to it. Yeah.
And then I have to go Google them at work, and then they tell me I can't be on the Googlers.
On the Googlers.
I hear you. But here's the deal, man. You just need to hang up on yourself.
Okay? Oh. No, don't do it. We love you.
You hung up on him.
We love you.
Speaking of, we just got this on the live line. I'm sure it goes hand in hand with what you just did, jerk. I love how relatable Dex is. He always takes the time to respond to messages on Facebook or text.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's so down to earth. Thanks, Death. Dex, Teo is awesome, too.
Teo. It's Teo.
No mention of me.
Teo means uncle in Spanish. Yeah.
Can I tell you something? A quick story real quick.
Just a quick one.
Hopefully it's
good. By the way, we're doing our six-month review. Mm-hmm. 585 Live. Please share your review. Good or bad, whatever.
Unless it's about Tam and it's bad, in which case I'll reach to the phone and fight you, because I am a man who will fight for her honor. I'll be the hero.
Your voice.
Tam's dreamer.
You got a big weekend.
Turn his mic up. Knowing together.
Who's a Dugender?
I think he also called you Tam. Nice to meet you, Tam.
I think he called me a Dugender.
You know what? I'm not even going to share my story.
I want to hear it.
I'm sorry.
Dexy.
Chicago wins.
Hey, buddy. I got it. You can tell me after.
Thanks,
we can talk to Brad.
No, say it now.
That's fine.
Sorry, guys. I just when Chicago comes, I just felt Peter Cetera in my heart.
So after this six-month review, do you really believe that like we should continue this Quality Tam Tuesday?
Yes.
Like, do you feel
I was just going to say, Tam, on the live line,
it's done.
There's been lots of people, hundreds of people have said, I love Quality Tam Tuesday.
Thousands. Three.
You can't, you know what?
Let's dial it back just a couple.
One person calls in and says, I'm not a big fan. Who cares? That's just the way entertainment business goes.
Mom?
Do you know how many people this morning have chimed in?
Victoria still hates me.
Do you know how many people this morning have chimed in and said how much they love Dex or Teo?
Aww.
Dex, Teo.
Seriously. No, I'm being serious. Because you got that one phone call. Don't let it get to you. Because overwhelmingly, people love Dex or Teo. And I'm mean, I'm old, I'm obnoxious, and I yell too much.
He set himself
up. But he's so
fucking.
I will literally, never stop being that, because that's me.
Don't stop, won't stop.
If you go to my Instagram, you know, you got the little bio. It says, Steve O. Jeter, the obnoxious one,
..
I said that. I know that's
stop.
Who I am.
No.
And I own the tar out of
it. You shouldn't claim that stuff.
I'm obnoxious.
Good for you.
I'm obnoxious.
You shouldn't claim that stuff.
I love it. I don't care.
585 Live, we're doing our review. 6 months we've been doing the morning invasion.
I'm the yin to Teo's yang.
I don't have that. No.
The one thing I can say about this morning show is that the three of us are different from each other, which is cool. And that's what makes it work.
Yeah.
You can't have three of the same personalities, because that would be weird and boring, and we'd be talking comics all day.
It's true.
I just hit my head.
And you guys,
why did I miss that?
It's okay.
Did you really?
They're both over there laughing at Steve O's joke.
I literally just, I was laughing so hard at him, and then I, had to go away from the microphone because I didn't want to be distracting, and I smacked my head in the corner of this massive random thing
bleeding.
That doesn't even need to be.
I'm sorry.
Am I? That's just Kool-Aid.
Actually, that is the emergency alert system. That literally is one of the very few things that has to be in here.
Okay.
So, need that in case the zombies hit or the ISIS.
I was thrown off by the chocolate perfect man that is laying on top of it.
Thank you. I'm over here.
Okay, so we've talked about some of our best moments.
Yeah.
We talked about things that we could change. We've had a lot of great encouraging text messages and phone calls. Some
that's fantastic.
Not so encouraging. Okay, goals. What's our goals for the next 6 months? What do we want to accomplish in the next 6 months? Do we want to go after Ultimate Power in Radio?
Okay.
Do we want to be that morning show?
I think our goal should be to ascend and take over the world.
Like levitate?
No,
definitely levitation.
Starting to sound a little...
It's levitation naughty-ish.
Yeah, a little weird.
Little cray-cray.
So what do you think, guys? Some goals to set.
It's normal.
To continue doing what we're doing.
Number one podcast on iTunes.
What?
Okay.
That's what I want. What? I just want our podcast. That's it. Something small. Start small. It's number one podcast
on. You want number one.
Number one.
Okay.
Number one.
Well, that's the thing. We need you guys. If you're a podcaster, we need you guys to go and do a review.
Yeah.
We need you guys to share the podcast.
Yeah, sure.
We need you guys to do that.
Podcasting. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Podcasting.
Maybe we should set up some classes for the Starmy. So we can teach them how to
share. Which is the Star Army.
That's a good idea.
We could teach them how social network works, how they could share our Facebook page to friends, how they could make our show better. Because it's not just our show, it's your show too.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to thank you guys so much for being the radio show that you guys have become. Just can't really compare you guys to any other radio show out there because I never in my whole life have ever heard any radio show that was actually more worth listening to than music.
Wow.
Man. And I just wanted to thank you guys for that.
Thank you so much.
Very sweet. That's a big time compliment.
That's amazing.
Oh, that was
also,
huge.
And, we're very sorry that Tam has to come in every Tuesday.
No, stop.
Thank you for bearing with us.
You were serious for 0.8 seconds.
Unreal.
Go ahead, sir.
So far as the review, I just want to say I'm loving the interviews, and please never turn that into a game competition again.
Thank you.
Season 2 is about ready to come out.
Interview Wars Season 2 will happen in about 2 months.
I promise you. That ruined it. I was about ready to quit listening.
I promise you. That won't happen.
Arguing.
We're just going to need you to persevere, friend.
I agree.
Nope.
No arguing.
Nope.
People love the arguing.
Thank you for your feedback. That's awesome.
We love you, man.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
That's big time compliments. So we appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Later.
Bye. I just actually went to our podcast. We actually have 7 reviews. Did you know that?
No.
Really?
Are they all positive?
On iTunes. All of them are 5-star reviews.
Delete them.
I had no idea.
That's great, man.
We need to start over.
No, we do not need to start over.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, go make a review.
Go ahead and like this. I didn't even realize you can link to Facebook and like it. Did you know you can like our podcast? I didn't know any of these things.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. You can.
Hey, I need to tell you something. Be careful what you do on Facebook because the next thing you know, your old band is craziness is happening. So don't.
Sounds like
just be
problem.
Really careful.
Personal issues.
It's personal for a lot of people, apparently.
How about this? Best morning show ever from Mad Chills. Been listening since 08. Never heard a morning show that can hold a candle to these guys.
Oh.
Chad the Chad says, love it. Awesome. Shows upbeat. Just plain fun. Look forward to receiving good insight. Couple laughs. Let's see. Best morning radio show of all time. Oh, no. If this show did not exist, there would be riots in the streets, mass anarchy. The apocalypse would come early, and dogs and cats would be living together in harmony.
Goodness.
Awful stuff.
Goodness.
These three men, who are your hosts, Dex, your role model, and Interview Wars winner, Scott
Thank you.
Bayo of Radio Teo, and the cable to your Deadpool, Steve-O. These three men of greatness and international intrigue are some of the best Americans that have ever lived. God bless the morning invasion. God bless Buck and Dex. Dex, Steve-O, and the Scott Bayo of Radio Teo. Thumbs up.
Thank you.
Wow.
I didn't write that.
I didn't hear anything about Quality TM, for sure.
That was Right Said Greg. Okay,
for sure.
Thanks,
good
Greg.
Job, Greg.
You're our boy.
All right, we have to take a quick break. It's our six-month review.
In the high life again. All the moms that trust for sure.
Brought to you by Miller High Life.
Turn this down.
All right.
What did you say?
No, don't you.
What did you say?
Don't you do it.
Face
no.
What?
Don't you do it.
Champagne
no,
and
no,
beers.
No,
guys.
No,
stop
no,
it.
No,
stop
no,
it.
No,
stop it.
No.
Stop it.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
We are back.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Oh my God, look at that.
Taylor Swift tops Forbes' annual list of the 100 highest-paid celebrities with a whopping paycheck of $170 million.
An NBA star is dunking his career. Tim Duncan, retiring after 19 seasons, all of them in San Antonio.
Donald Trump is calling himself a law and order candidate. At a rally in Virginia, the GOP presidential candidate said it's time for all hostilities against the nation's officers to end.
America's police and law enforcement personnel are what separates civilization from total chaos.
We now know who the new British Prime Minister will be Home Secretary Theresa May, following the pullout of lawmaker Andrea Leadsom.
The world's largest mixed martial arts franchise, Ultimate Fighting Championship, has just been acquired for about $4 billion.
The world's top four golfers will all be missing as golf returns to the Olympics this summer. World number three, Jordan Spieth, the latest to announce he won't go to Rio, citing health reasons.
Two inmates, one a Yemeni and another a Tajik national, have been sent to Serbia, the first time that country's accepted a Guantanamo detainee.
9:39.
High today of 99 degrees.
Traffic.
Nothing. Nothing.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic.
Quality Tam Tuesday. Quality. Quality.
Good morning.
She's bringing the quality and we bring in the tam.
Okay. That works.
Just don't even know what that means. Love me some quality Tam Tuesday.
Hey, honestly.
Is that like Chanel, like Mademoiselle? Is that like number five? What are you wearing?
Good.
Like, what is that?
Essence of dandelion.
Nostrils are accosted.
But
thank
in
you
a good
that.
Way.
Accosted?
It smells so much better.
You are
better
accosting
in here than
my nostrils.
Does that mean you feel like you're going to throw up or you're going to.
Just
no.
Everything is burning.
It
burning?
Means they're expensive.
My
oh,
feet.
No, it's burning.
My feet
so I can't
are
smell
so
it.
Stinky, I could smell them this morning. You saved my nose.
What
thank
is it? What is it?
I can't. I don't want to give a shout out on the air.
You're not giving a shout out. You're stating
I'm
a fact.
Promoting it.
The fact is, you just sprayed a ton of.
No, it was literally two squirts.
Of
but
what?
I did it out there.
Of thank what?
You. I can't give my secret away.
Oh gosh, mm-hmm. Guys, my eyes are watering. I can't breathe.
I'm thanking her because, man, my feet are
you're
stinky
welcome.
This morning. I just
you are so welcome.
My feet. Favorite part was when you walked out of the studio and went away and then came back and there's like this cloud surrounding you of mm-hmm. smells. And you said,
I know, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I had to walk out so I could spray this perfume. I sprayed it in your office. And I was like, oh, dude, you know what? Because if there's one thing Chrissy never gets tired of is me coming home smelling like other women's perfume.
Great.
Like, it's just one thing that I
Chrissy,
know she's
it's
like.
My fault.
I'm like, oh,
it's
she's going to love this. I'm not going to have to explain this at all.
Every time Steve-O gets home, the thunder rolls play.
Oh, and the lightning fault. Strikes.
It's my fault.
And the cold.
Tam, me, I got to tell you something serious.
Okay, go ahead.
One of my favorite parts of the week is when you come in.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Why do you give her so much?
Just
wait for it.
Why do you give her so much crap?
It's just
morning?
A reflection
can you start
of my
playing
own
Mazzy Star right now, please?
I have a lot of respect for Tam. And
thank
so when
you.
She comes in, I always feel like I have to measure up.
Here, can you guys hand me that acoustic guitar over there? I'm going to play like some
and then I remember she's a girl and it doesn't matter. So it's all good.
93, I believe.
Love it. Thank you.
You say.
Speaking of serious things, I have something to say that I had mentioned a while back, but we had to put on pause.
Mm. Let's turn that mic off.
And
real quick, let's cut
no,
that mic.
I'm not pregnant.
Just
but I
know.
Will tell you that in that see, remember the Santa Fe auditions I talked about a long time ago, and I was
yeah.
like, "Hey, we're about to have Santa Fe auditions."
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah. We actually nailed down a date.
Oh,
and I think it's really important that our Santa Fe listeners. Do we have Santa Fe listeners?
There are three of them.
What are they auditioning
for? Shout out to
for?
Jamie Duke.
They can audition for battle drums.
Oh,
and I just had to let you guys know this because so many people have been asking,
right?
And including two people that I know who go to Santa Fe, and they had asked, and I want to let them know that we have really great news.
Yes.
That on August 14th, we are having an audition.
Let me ask you something really quick.
That's a
what?
Sunday.
What happens 2 days before that?
It's a Friday?
His birthday. Steve-O?
And
oh,
then,
what?
What
sorry.
Happens
2 days
before
two days August 14th
before
would
August 12th.
Be the 13th mm-hmm. and then the 12th. And so then on that the on midnight
yeah.
of August 12th
yeah.
is the beginning of a celebration of the truth that is told that there is only one and one only
Okay.
Teo.
If you lose me, look to the mountains on the 6th day.
My birthday's this Saturday.
That's fantastic. Dawn. Yeah. So you were... Yes,
Dex, go ahead, 21st.
I have questions about the Battle Drums audition.
Thank you. Absolutely. Ask away.
Is this just a group in Santa Fe, like a Battle Drum Santa Fe? Or are you looking for somebody in Santa Fe to come over here and be a part of Battle Drums?
That is a great question. Dextrose, we are looking for people who are in Santa Fe to lead worship in Santa Fe.
Okay.
This is going to be mainly for Santa Fe.
Darn it.
And this is why we asked this. This is because Santa Fe, we have people who've been traveling up back and forth, and so many people who are so willing to do so.
Yeah.
I'll do the draft.
You know what I mean?
Stop
but
talking.
But what we're trying to do is we want really them to establish that at their campus so that they can be the Santa Fe-ians that they are. And,
not a big fan of Santa Fe, but I think I can make it work.
Okay,
oh my gosh. No.
Why are you laughing?
So if you live in Santa Fe...
Always wanted to be a part of Battle Drums.
And you can, Dex. You can quit your job here.
Would I have to, though?
And
can
live
I
in
right
Santa Fe.
No, because I'm part of both. I am part
live
of Battle Drums
Santa.
And a part of this show.
But
he's,
Battle
not, but he's not a part of
yes.
Santa Fe. He's,
you're Battle Drums?
Yes, dude.
He's not a part of Santa Fe.
I thought the Battle Drums was like the super group with like with Tam and Stephen Christian.
Mm-hmm. No.
And those other guys.
The guy with the beard.
Totally Battle Drums.
Oh.
So Battle Drums is the community. We often have many, many volunteers. There
I've been
are
here
three,
for 6 months. I didn't know this.
There's many volunteers that serve in our ministry, and there are three employees. That is myself, Stephen Christian, and Ryan Wiley.
Can I be honest with you for a second?
Absolutely.
When I first got here, I thought Battle Drums was going to be this epic drum battle where you guys come out with these huge drums and there's like 10 people just going and it's just like a drum for God, man.
I love that drum roll you did, which is you should audition with that. And you know what?
Dab too.
I have a little something to say.
Dab.
I'm taking drum lessons again.
Are you?
Yeah. I started them, good old Tommy Toms. And now I'm resuming my drum lessons with Ryan, not Ryan Wiley, another Ryan.
Give that date again for the auditions.
August 14th. If you were listening, it only took 7 seconds.
Where is it at?
And it's going to be
Santa Fe.
In Santa Fe.
Oh,
be,
punch me in the throat.
I'm ready for the
review. It's
going to
be at the Santa Fe campus.
Get eaten alive.
Hey guys, also, when you get a chance, can I please give a shout out about something else in Santa Fe?
Oh,
real
no,
quick,
she's
you got 5 seconds.
Nope, I'm doing it when we come back. That's what I'm doing.
Time for the review.
Do it.
My name is Dex.
Thanks, man.
I have this long list of things right here that I've been writing down.
You really have? Yeah. He has this great. Time for the real review. The Sarmi has spoken. I have spoken. Teo kind of spoken.
Hey.
Let's start with this.
Hit us with the truth, man.
Steve-o?
Yeah.
Sometimes you talk over me and you cut me off. And
that's kinda not true entirely. I have gotten so much better
Fran,
at not doing that.
You just did it. Just go ahead, Dex.
He doesn't even realize he does it. He just does
He's
it.
He's got a problem.
He just.
I'm sorry. It's just I sometimes I get
right
distracted
over
by this computer in front of me. It's got like big things, and I'm like, I got words to
say. We're next, Teo.
Hey, Dex, he loves his. He's got a lot of important things to say in quotation marks. Go ahead.
Number two. This is actually something I'm going to work on even more in the next 6 months. It's a goal of mine to push that mic 3 off switch a little more often. Just all I gotta do is hit the button and the mic just shuts down.
Oh, that sounds good.
And you just shut it off. So when he drives over my voice, when I'm trying to lead the team here, I can just boom. Steve-o? Steve-o.
Did you turn my...
See how I worked that? Just so easy. Steve-o, you know what I'm saying?
I
gotcha.
Man, you are like quick so draw McGraw at that thing, man. That's
pretty
great.
Fast. I've been practicing, guys.
Practicing in your off time.
He's like shaking on that one.
Looks good.
As far as Tam.
Oh, no.
Everything looks great, man.
Oh,
you're doing
wait,
a great
what?
Job.
Thank
you're
you.
Coming in.
I really appreciate
you bringing
that.
A lot of great wisdom.
Thank you.
You're funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Your voice is great for radio.
So much.
The listeners love you. Good job. You get an A+.
Stop it.
Teo.
Sir.
I know we spend a lot of time together outside the show. I mean, we're...
Wait, what?
I
don't
know. We summer a lot.
I just...
In different areas of the country.
It's fun because in different hemispheres, in different parts of the world, it's always summer.
You have a yacht. What else do you expect?
Well, Brad and Angie, we just love you guys. We know you're listening right now.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
So left out.
Well, Steve-O, you can't afford to come along. It's just the way it is.
It's the plight of the peasant, Steve-O.
I wish I had been in the room for contract negotiations.
All right, go ahead,
Dex. I didn't realize we could do it together.
Yeah, there you go.
Tail.
Sir.
Just looking great, man.
Thanks, bud.
Just delivering the funny every morning.
He's been working out.
I'm really trying to increase strength. You know, really focus on building muscles in my legs.
Now, in your brain.
I call you the special sauce.
Thanks, bud.
You're my special sauce because a Big Mac is not a Big Mac without special sauce.
Wow.
It wouldn't be good, right?
I mean, you can't spell Big Mac without Tao.
Gotta have the special sauce on Big Mac or so it just doesn't taste good.
Mm-hmm.
You're the special sauce of this show,
thanks,
and I love it.
I gotta give a shout-out, number one, to God. Number two, I gotta give a shout-out to the South for my Southern accent.
Mm.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. My sisters, Kimberly and Allison.
Mm-hmm.
There's a special gal out there. Her name is Panda. She's a cat.
Okay.
Also, Beans. He's another cat. Shout-out to Jay Danger, the next generation of awesome. Wait. You got it, bud.
And the woman who made that,
and
baby.
And Dawn is around.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding. Donna's actually better than all of us,
which
is something we all need to come to terms with.
I just feel like
back to Steve-O. I got a few more things here. Steve-O, you're my co-host.
Hey,
you're my wingman. Okay, you're not special sauce.
The list in the
you're not special sauce like Tao.
No.
You're not quality like Tam.
Wow.
You're my wingman. You're my goose.
I'm
Maverick.
I'm
your goose. You're my backseat
driver.
You're
an eagle.
This feels about as comfortable as a goose.
You're an eagle.
Okay.
You ain't no goose.
You're a goose.
You're my Robin to Batman.
Amen.
Wait, I'm a sidekick?
No, you're
it's funny because every time he and I go in the comic store, they say, "Where's Robin?"
Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
I just need you to be there a little more for me.
Okay.
Just if you could.
I'm trying so hard.
Robin was there for Batman. He was there for Bruce.
I just feel like this is coming out of nowhere.
next 6 months, I think we can do this without constantly having ejections.
The world is not right.
Because
is this the intervention show?
I'm getting a solid smackdown here on
the buttons
my
right there.
We can do this.
Buttons right there.
Now, I'm watching a live press conference as Bernie is endorsing Hillary, and I'm going, what is happening?
See, that's
in this
the thing,
play?
Man. Hey,
can
you
I?
Know, you're playing video games, you're
huh?
watching press
Dex,
conferences.
Can I consult
sorry,
with you quickly?
Like,
just on the side
the,
here.
The news.
He's not even paying attention here.
Trying to get the news.
Like, you're really trying to pour your heart out, and he's over there watching
literally
Bernie Sanders.
Well, Bernie Sanders is currently endorsing Hillary after months of slamming her telling
the review's not looking good, Steve.
She's not right. But now he's endorsing her.
It reminds me a lot of that kid, Tammy.
Did that cost him? You know, like what is
she threw him under the
I
bus?
I just feel like maybe that's okay.
Guys,
shower today.
Sorry,
I'm done.
Okay,
I'm gonna hand it over to you guys. Let me have it. It's your turn.
Oh.
Speak open and honest. I can take
it. I wasn't prepared.
Whatever you guys need.
I didn't know we were.
Doing
I
can go to ahead. Change some things. I'm okay with.
Okay,
that.
Tao, you're first.
I will. Would you play my theme song, please?
Oh, you got a theme song? How?
That's
do
not
I
it.
Got,
you
I
know what it is, Dex.
I don't have
think about it.
A theme song. I don't.
You got the.
I don't summer with you guys.
You got the power.
I don't know anything.
You got the motion.
I prefer you
I feel
can't
like
stop
I
this
knew
by
it.
Andy
it was
Mineo
from the Transformers
while I'm getting my
movie
feedback.
Back in the 80s.
I know. This will be included in my review.
I really hope I get to give my shout out to Santa Fe here in
Thank
a minute.
You. Okay. So anyway. You got the touch. I feel like this show is doing pretty well.
Okay.
I think we got a good thing going.
Okay.
Feel like we had a good run so far, and we're going to keep that run moving on. Dex, you're doing a great job.
Thanks, man.
Steve-O, you're doing a great job.
Just a great
what?
Job.
Hello, Tam.
Hi.
And I feel like, as a whole, this show is a 3.5 out of 5 stars.
That's, wait, what?
Because there's room for improvement, but we're already doing majority good job.
Thanks, man.
There's
always room for improvement.
Yeah, and that's important, because you're only as good as the people that you surround yourself with.
Mm.
Luckily, here in Albuquerque,
There are a lot of pretty good morning shows, and we're slowly rising to the top.
Wait, there are?
Yes.
I don't think that's true at all.
So you guys got to listen.
When I left yesterday, you know, because I had to leave at like 8:30, I was tuning in. I didn't hear one morning show that was all music.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you.
Chaz Malibu says that that's what people like.
Guess what I heard?
Do you hear that commercial?
Guess who's the new midday host?
Whom?
Missy Miles.
Who is that?
Whom is it?
She's taking over for
traffic? For Bobby Box?
Bobby Box is only going to be doing an hour.
I'm Bobby Box, and I guess they've limited me to an hour.
How did we switch from your feedback about Dex to that?
No, that was good. That was my full review. 3.5 out of 5 stars. We're doing a pretty good job. We got room for improvement. It'll get better.
I'm trying to think of any other morning show.
Keep listening.
Steve-O, you're up.
Oh,
your feedback is up. It's time for
your feedback. You're up, Steve.
I feel so blindsided. I wasn't really prepared.
Yeah, I mean, wow. This intervention show is way intense.
That's weird. Not prepared.
I'll start by thanking the...
he has a
Stormy.
Little...
I
little
wrote
sheep.
Down some things.
That is a beautiful sheep with that little writing on there.
Ever since January 12th, when we started the morning invasion... I've never been happier. I come to work with my two best friends, Dex and Teo.
That's nice.
I know they will always have my back because they love me so much.
That's right, way back.
They're the three best friends, and I know they'd never, ever say anything negative about me because we're a team.
Love hurts, man.
He cries
so much. Hold on, I just...
I feel like he's got all of the tears.
I just want to finish this.
You are a soft guy, huh?
Whoa.
It's really good knowing that you work with so many people who love you so much.
Is he crying?
And are willing to have your back through thick and thin.
I can't understand you. I need you to use your words. Can you talk like a...
Do it live!
There you go. Get it out.
I would also like to thank my mom, who gave me a sense of entitlement and told me I could do all things and anything I wanted to forever because I'm the best. And to this day, she's still the only one that says that.
I didn't hear that last part.
Mistake.
Could you repeat that last part?
Well, we gotta go.
We're pretty much done. Tam, you have about 30 seconds.
Literally, I was trying to tell you guys something amazing that had gone on with one of my best friends who lives in Santa Fe. She's literally moved here. Guys, this is huge news.
Boring.
I'm gonna get to see her so much. Caitlin, sweet love, I love you so very much. She's beautiful. She's got style.
I didn't get this much
She's
time.
Got class.
I didn't get this
she
much time
She can sing.
See, that's why
she's
you're
got
the
an album okay. out.
I would also like to point
on.
Out we didn't play TFK's Push.
Undone by Grace
for New Music Tuesday.
For CD. Yeah.
It's going
I
all
love
day.
Her. I'm proud of you guys for planting a church in Santa Fe. Good job.
Wait, are you endorsing another church?
No, I just a little.
Yeah. I would like to point out in real life, I have about 15 items on this list from the Starmie that I definitely would love to implement on the Morning Invasion. If you have suggestions, something you would love to see, that's what the live line is for. Thanks to every single person who chimed in on the Morning Invasion, given their reviews and their ideas. We have some really solid ideas that we're totally going to rip off from you guys.
That's right. You can always email us at studio@star88.fm.
That's perfect. And don't feel bad.
You're the special sauce. This is why you're not supposed to do things like this, Dale.
What are you talking about?
These guys are rolling. Literally rolling.
All right, that was good.
Call me a baker.
Don't be afraid to get your input in there. Don't be afraid.
Hey, Steve-O.
Yeah, bud.
I was just joking, man. You know I love you.
Of course.
You're my favorite on the show.
I know.
Dex, you're great.
I'm clearly everybody's favorite. That's why I just choose the humble route and never talk about it.
Okay, turn him off.
Oh, sorry.
Just leave.
Did I ruin it?
Okay. Kind of. All right, thank you so much, Starmie. We got to go. Thank you for that 6-month review. Our goal is to take over the universe in the next 6 months.
We've reached out to the Shi'ar.
That's right.
They're down. It's going to happen.
Love it.
Have an amazing day, Tam.
Thank you.
Just love you, girl.
You guys too.
I got to go walk to Whataburger and take that gym back.
YOLO.
Sounds delicious.
Have a good day.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.